Blog Talk Radio.
He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God. He comes, I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him. In adoration I cry. He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings, yeah. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, he comes. I'll receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in him.
T minus 10, 9, 8.
The clock is operating. We're underway.
Pat Holiday tonight. Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. You can't keep an old dog down.
Amen. We're getting old together.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, well, you know, getting old with Jesus. Actually, we're getting younger because we'll never age again. You know, Jesus is coming, and he's coming for his people. And he promises us that the latter day will be greater than the former. So I'm looking for this time and season where the great giant wakes up. And when that giant wakes up, the world just better work. America better watch out because, you know, there was a man called Vic. That lived down in South America, I think it was 20, 30 years ago. And he had the great vision of the giant. Have you ever heard of that vision?
No, ma'am. Tell us about it.
Well, the giant, he saw this giant, and he was on the ground, and his head touched North America, and his feet all the way down to the tip of Florida, and his arms from coast to coast. And it reminded me of that elocution story where the big giant was on the ground, and all of these little people had roped him and nailed him on the ground. Remember that story?
Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah, he had some. It was like that, but the thing was covered with demons, and all of a sudden its arm moved, and when its arm moved, billions of devils fled from it, and it got its arm loose. It got its other anyway. Ends up sitting up, and each time this figure would move, billions of demons would run from it. And finally, it stood up on its feet, and Jesus was there in his vision, and he had these lights coming out of his hands, the giant, and he saw people coming out of the darkness toward the giant, and some of them would come to the giant, and they would be born again. And others would look at the giant standing, shake their head, and go back into the darkness. So as ministers, the hardest thing to overcome actually is the knowledge that there are going to be some people that are not going to make it. And that vision shows that it is the will of the person that gets them into heaven. It's not God's will that sends them to hell. They make those decisions themselves. And so we're here to encourage the people that God loves them and that he will give them that overcoming faith to overcome the things of the flesh if they'll just come to Jesus and commit to him and serve him. Prayer is that. It's just a relationship with God. Warfare doesn't consist of man's flesh in any way, according to 2 Corinthians 10:3. Paul said we have to fight a good fight of faith in 1 Timothy 6:12. And so, what is this fight that we're in? We're in a warfare against Satan and his army. And leading his army are people that are committed to him and that serve him. And these people do his will on this earth. And, of course, he motivates them. He gives them powers to do things that he wants them to do. And these powers that they have are destructive powers. They're not creative. They just are destroyers. And so what they want to do is to destroy the church. And that's why when you see the communist spirit rise up so powerfully, as we're watching it rise up in America today, you see that the first thing that happens is the demonic people want to stamp out the name of Jesus, and they want to stamp the church out. And many infiltrators begin to be able to come into the churches and hide. People that we call fifth columns, and they're little armies of people that come in for the soul destruction of the church. Bishop Canco told me that when he was in witchcraft in the city under the sea, they would train the agents, both female and male, to infiltrate the churches. And they were told, go after the real Christians. And he said, we say, why do we go after the real? Why don't we go after everyone? And Satan told him, he said, we've already got the hypocrites. He said, we're after the real Christians. So real Christians are definitely targeted by the powers of darkness. But you have to see Satan as an absolute defeated foe in order to be successful in spiritual warfare and prayer, because he really is. You have to see that whenever those, whenever Satan fell, one third of the angels fell out of heaven, and you got to be pretty dumb to have sat in the presence of the Almighty God and experienced his great love and compassion and the glories of the kingdom of God to follow a stupid person like Satan. But these angels did. So, but what it really means is two-thirds of the angels are still on our side. And so every area that we have to go into battle concerning, we already have the equipment and everything that we need to overcome the wiles of the enemy. And 1 Peter 2:9 says it like this, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. And so this scripture shows that Jesus has his hand upon his priesthood, and that we stand in that position. And if you understand the Old Testament, the priest was the person that stood between the people and God. Now, interesting aspect about the New Testament is that if you're a born-again Christian, you, according to Hebrews, you can go directly before the throne of God any moment, any second of time that you wish through the blood of Jesus Christ. So that means that you don't have to have a priest or a mediator between you and Jesus. Jesus is your mediator. So it gives you the freedom to stand in front of the throne of the universe, God, and talk to him and share with him. And he wants to fellowship with you. And then when you understand that Jesus Christ is sitting on his throne, Ephesians chapter 1, giving his power, all of his power, to usward who believe, then that should give every Christian confidence, and it should give them a yearning and a desire to get to know their Savior better. And to know your Savior better, you have to appear before his throne and fellowship with him. In Matthew 28:18, the Bible says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And so whenever Jesus walked the earth, the disciples made note that even the winds and the sea obeyed him. And in Hebrews 1, verse 3, upholding all things by the word of his power. So Jesus Christ's power is an unequaled power, according to Psalm 69:6. And he has a name. That's the wonderful thing about it. This is why I, for one, guard the name of Jesus very carefully and use it in everything that I do. There's a scripture over in Revelation that says that he commends a church because they upheld his name. And you see, you can get nowhere. There is just no other name under the sun that will do the job for you as a Christian as the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's shown over in Philippians 2, 9 through 11. And then in Hebrews 2, 17, 3 and 2, it says, he is a faithful high priest, and he never fails. So here we have this faithful high priest, and he sits on the throne with many of his Christians just totally ignoring him. They say, oh, yes, I'm a Christian. No, I love Jesus. Yes, yes, I'm going to heaven. Yes, I've known him since I was a child. Yes, I pray to him. I go to church on Sunday. I pay my tithes. I am a good Christian. But they are losing and missing 99.1% of the glory of being a Christian, having that great privilege of standing before his throne and offering intercessions for their families, their friends, their country, and everything. You see, this morning when I was in church, I asked our people, I told them, I said, now friends, I want to tell you that Miracle Church is much, much bigger than you know. And if you don't have a computer, you don't understand just how big your ministry is. You cannot just look at our little church here, our little street ministry here, and come to a conclusion and feel downtrodden because we don't have the biggest church in town. But whenever you look at the outlets of our ministry on the internet, we have the biggest church in town. It's just that nobody can see it. You see every day on Scrib, 1,000, sometimes 1,500 people come up and read my articles. Pilgrim's never given me a report on remnantradio.org, but I'm sure he gets thousands of hits concerning the archives of Omega Man Radio and Pat Holliday articles. PatHolliday.com gets about 500 hits a day, and the other MiracleInternetChurch.com gets thousands of hits. And so when you put it all together, it's big, for me anyway, at this point. And then we come to Omega Radio, and here we are, number one on Blog Talk Radio, and we are already on satellite on Sundays. We're on short waves on Sundays, and every day of the week, Omega Man is on World Radio. And so God is moving very quickly. And the reason is because he wants his word out, and he's a faithful high priest that never fails. He's unchangeable, according to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 22 and 23. And then the most wonderful verse of all is in Hebrews 13:8, and the Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means, friends, that we as his people can depend upon him for his love, his mercy, and we can have confidence in the Lord for his abilities to totally defeat Satan, because he's already won the battle. I love to give the illustration when I'm teaching on spiritual warfare that shows people what happens when a deliverance minister is casting out devils. And you can actually see a form of it in the book of Revelation. What you will see in Revelation, suddenly a big angel appears. He's so huge that his figure covers the sun. Now, you think about how big that is. That ought to give you a little bit more confidence in the kingdom of God, just to know that one thing. But then it shows Jesus on his white horse, and all of his saints are behind him, and it shows him leading his saints back to the earth to take dominion over the earth at the end of the, close to the end of Armageddon. And they're sitting in the valley of Armageddon. You see the devil, not the devil, you see Apollyon, you see Antichrist, see the false prophet. And Jesus speaks to that trio of satanic power with a double-edged sword, which means he speaks the word. And when Jesus speaks the word, the angel comes down, binds those three characters, and casts them in the pit for 1,000 years. And then a few verses on down, you see an angel binding Satan himself and casting him in the pit for 1,000 years. But it happens when the Lord speaks the word. The same thing happens in deliverance. When a deliverance minister speaks the word, the angels work in cooperation with the words of God. They enforce the words. And this is why it's so important for deliverance ministers to be founded and grounded in the word of God and to be connected into the throne of God. Because all we do is speak from our mouths, just like Jesus does when he takes dominion over the world. We're taking dominion over satanic forces that we say, you can't do that, you're a trespasser, and we're not going to allow you to do that. And we speak the word that Jesus Christ himself gave us to speak, and that word is, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And Jesus tells us in those scriptures, whatever you bind on earth, whatever you bind on earth, he says, I will bind in heaven and earth. So Jesus is really the controller of the deliverance minister and the deliverance itself. The deliverance minister is just a tool that Jesus uses to do his work. And once you have an understanding of the power of Jesus Christ and who he really is, and the fact that he really is who he said he was, let me tell you something. There's no force on the earth that can overcome you. They cannot take you down. Because this other aspect that's so wonderful about intercessory prayer and the power of Jesus is, you see, Ephesians 1 shows us that the secret of power is that he gives us, word, his power that believes. Ephesians 1 also shows us that we are spiritually connected to him. And so he is our kingdom. We're already in his kingdom. We're not waiting to get there. We're already there. And then the Ephesians chapter 2 shows us sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So what happens when Christians come together and they want to pray? They are sitting in heavenly places with Christ. He's sitting there as the great intercessor, joined to his saints, pleading the case with them before the great throne of God Almighty of the universe. Now, friends, you just cannot overcome that kind of power. And you see, I know these things because I've seen them throughout the years of my service to Jesus. This is why when I speak the name of Jesus, I don't have to wonder if it's going to happen. Believe me, friends, I know it's going to happen. And the devils know that I know that it is going to happen. And that's the wonderful part about it. This is why you can see whenever we're in a deliverance session, even over the radio, you can see devils bowing their knees, screaming, squirming, coming out instantly whenever we're using the anointing and the power and the name of Jesus that he has given to us. We can be overcomers. And so, you know, how does that work? It works because we are speaking the name of Jesus, just like Jesus speaks to those three powerful forces at Armageddon with a double-edged sword. That means a word of judgment and a word of mercy. And his judgment was upon the demonic forces that were trying to destroy the entire world. I don't know if you realize this or not, but at Armageddon, the devil's intent was to fully destroy the world. And he was going to do that at that great battle. But the Bible shows that Jesus was the great rescuer and will be when he returns. So by just the power of his speaking, the angels arrested those devils and saved the world. And Jesus took dominion and will take dominion. In heaven, there's no time, really. So he takes dominion over the world with his saints. And friends, have you ever realized that there's scriptures that tells us that we will rule with Jesus for 1,000 years, and that we are going to truly take our positions at that particular time as that chosen generation and a generation made up of kings. And so we become rulers with our great king. Jesus is mighty and wonderful to know. And it just amazes me that people many times would rather put a human being between them and their Lord. I talked about that in my sermon today. I said, you know, sometimes people will let another person get in the midst of their marriage. Your marriage should be between you, Jesus, and your mate. And whenever you got a problem, you take it to the throne. If you get in an argument, you don't go to your best friend and berate your husband and tell her how awful he is. And the next thing you know, you purely hate him. You have no respect left for him. And the marriage love just crumbles into ashes because you placed a human being between you and God and your husband. You have no one, absolutely no one to blame but yourself in situations like that. You come before the throne of Jesus and you say, I used to do it. I told them that I was saved for many years before my husband was saved. And I used to think that I was smarter than him because I had Jesus and he didn't, right? And so he would do something to me and I'd go to the throne and I'd say, did you see what he did to me? I'm angry about that. And the Lord would get my anger calmed down, and he would say, "Now, Pat, you need to go and apologize to your husband." I said, "But it's not my fault. He's the one that's in the blame." He said, "But you're the one walking in the light." And so if Christians would just understand that you are the one walking in the light, watching your walk, your friends are watching your walk. Many people are watching you just to see you fall.
Yes.
And my family's been watching me now for over 35 years, and I'm still standing. So
praise God.
It's very, very important for us to understand who God is, how powerful he is, and that his weapons that he gives us overcomes all the powers of the enemy. Our prayer weapons, the name of Jesus, the sword, everything that he has given us, the armor of God, we have that same weapon that little David had in the Bible. He was just a kid, and he comes up on the mountainside to visit with his brothers, and he sees the entire army of God in a coward position. He was in the position that we're in, watching the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in many instances in our time. And he sees the men cowered. This is a great army that had overcome battle after battle. And he was ashamed for them. And they were scared and frightened because one man, one giant, had the whole army battled. Well, we're facing the same thing. One giant called Satan has the whole church cowered. But it only took one little boy to defeat that giant. And when the king put his armor on King David, the Bible says he threw the armor off and he picked up five little stones, one for each little brother, and he took his slingshot and he twirled that stone right in to the head of the giant. The only visible place in the headgear, he hit it right on. The giant fell on the ground, and the Bible shows David, the little boy, running to the giant, picking up his sword, and then it says he killed the giant. The little stone didn't kill the giant. It stunned him. He ran to that giant, picked up his weapon, and slew him and cut his head off in front of the army of God. You see, that was in the Old Testament before Jesus ever came. And here we have our Almighty God, that we have this wonderful spiritual connection. You know, the third wave people, they will open up a stargate and they will take a Christian by the hand and say, "Close your eyes now. I'm going to take you before the throne of Jesus." And they teach the Christian to astral project into some place that they call the third heaven. And there they visit dead people, and they visit supposedly Jesus and the disciples. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The way you know that's not true is the Bible tells us not to talk to the dead. And God is not going to take his people and take them through an occult practice of astral projection and opening up stargates. I just saw a little note on there about CERN. CERN is just technology where these people that think that they're gods, their plan is to take that technology and open a giant stargate so that their god can come through that open hole. Well, that's what's happening to these Christians. When they take them up into that stargate, which they open up supernaturally, what happens is the devil keeps the soul of that person on the other side and sends back a fallen angel that takes control and inhabits that person's body. Let me tell you something. There are wizards and occultists working in the body of Christ that have taken over big portions of the body of Christ, and they've done it, and most of your preachers, they can't see, they don't even know that it's gone. They're standing there worshiping Kundalini demonic spirits that we cast out on this program every weekend, and when they cast those devils out, when they are in encouraging those devils, they're screaming, "More God, more God, more God." Well, you see, the truth is that it's not our God that they're talking about. Our God doesn't make people bark like dogs and moo like wolves and crawl on cows and howl like hyenas and do these voodoo manifestations of animals. Our God respects us as human beings and made us a higher caste than animals, and he would never do that to us. Somebody said that there are angels that are in the third heaven. You can see it over in Ephesians 6:10. And somebody else asked the question on the chat room, what are stargates? Well, stargates, there's a veil that separates us from the demonic world. And God put that veil there for the protection of mankind. And the occultists, starting with a Satanist named Crowley, they did witchcraft practices and ritualisms to open up what they call stargates. That means to open an opening into that veil that separates the demonic forces from us. And he was the first person that opened a stargate, and he called forth a supernatural being that he named Lamb. And if you go up and look Aleister Crowley up on the internet, you will find from his biography that this Lamb character, he drew a picture of it, and it looks like some of these UFO characters that we see pictures of today. And so it's a supernatural opening of the veil that God has placed between men and demonic forces for our own protection. So what is happening? The third wave people like Peter Wagner and Chuck Pierce and Todd Bentley and people like that, Patricia King, they do ritualisms and open the stargate, and they claim to the Christians that they're taking them into the third heavens, when actually I believe they're taking them into the heavens where the demonic forces are. And so that's what the stargate is. So the thing that I want you to understand, though, in wrapping this particular teaching up is that your God is very, very, very powerful. And now you see, this chat room is so alert tonight. I quoted a scripture reference, and here comes Walnut 777 and puts it there just so you can see. And so what he's doing is some of the things that you should be doing, checking to see if this is of God, because of the fact, if I come with any other gospel other than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to turn the radio off. And that's what I teach. So Yes, Chuck Pierce is a very, very, well, now he's at the top of Peter Wagner's ministry because he just retired. And Chuck Pierce is a very, very powerful wizard. You can go up on my webpage, patholiday.com, or go up on miracleinternetchurch.com. Go under the ebooks, and you'll find an ebook that says Angels in the Whirlwind. And that particular book shows all of the end time angels that are operating today. Every deliverance minister should have that particular book because it's the book that I cite in chart form the various angels and their functions, the fallen angels, the demons, and how they work through human beings. And there's a picture of Chuck Pierce with another man that are opening up a stargate down towards Lakeland where Todd Bentley ministered. And he was ministering under that open stargate that they had opened. But when they opened that stargate, everywhere that they seem to go, storms and hurricanes follow after they do this ritualisms of what they call opening up the stargate or opening up the heavens. And so there's a picture of Chuck Pierce, and I think this name, the guy's name is Ken Malone, in that book, and they're making witchcraft signs with their hands. And so one of the signs is if you take three of your fingers from your index to your middle finger, fold them over, stick your index finger straight up and your thumb out, you'll see it looks sort of like an L. And if you were to take these two fingers together, you would make a triangle. And what you are doing is you're saying, when you make those signs, you're saying, this territory belongs to us. So these are people that believe in what they call taking territories for their kingdom. And so the other man has the sword pointing straight up to heaven as they're doing their ritualisms. And when the sword goes straight up to heaven, that is opening the heavens, claiming the territory for their God. And so what I'm telling you is the church is very, very blinded concerning spiritual things. And that's what I have tried to do. I've tried to express to the body of Christ not only my experiences of 35 years or more of ministry throughout the world, but also the things that I've learned from casting devils out from all over the world and the things that I've learned from the Word of God. And I'd be the first person to tell all of you that I don't know everything about the Word of God. There's not enough time in the day to know everything about the Word of God. But you can know things under the direction and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and you can understand those things that you need to know because the Holy Spirit will make the Word come alive to you. So, as kings in the kingdom tonight, we have gathered in this place, friends, to do warfare. We're making warfare with the kingdom of darkness. And Pat Holiday is really at the height of her joy whenever she sees demons defeated and she sees people, captives being set free by the Almighty God. And whenever I see people learning and lights penetrating into their souls and them saying, oh, now I understand. Oh, I'm learning. You see, every day there's learning things, and you should take the things that you learn and put them into practice. And then you will become an overcoming saint for the kingdom of God. This intercessory prayer group that we have going is very powerful. I don't know if you understand just who you are and how powerful what we're doing here on Sunday night is. It's powerful because it's worldwide. It's powerful because knowledge is being imparted into the intercessors to get your faith up so that you can do as David, the little boy. His faith told him, I can kill that giant, and I don't need a worldly physical armor to do it. I come at you, he said to that giant. I always loved it when I read it. He said to that giant, he said, you come to me with an armor and a sword. He said, but I come at you with the name of the Lord. And so David really did point us the way into many wonderful, wonderful battles that he had during his life. And he was an overcoming warrior. Because of the fact that he knew God. And when he went into battle, he always placed his trust in God. And every victorious warrior that you see in the Old Testament, they always had to go to the front lines with the knowledge that God was in his chariot riding along with them. And if they tried to go into the front line without God, you see that Saul tells that story very clearly. Whenever he went to the witch of Endor, and she called up the demonic spirit that took the appearance of Samuel, who had died, the Bible says that that demon came up from the ground. It came up. It didn't come down. It came up. So it was an impersonating devil. And whenever he went and got his information from the witch of Endor, the judgment of God fell upon him and his sons, and the witch prophesied his future at that meeting. He said, through the demonic demon, said, tomorrow you'll be dead on Mount Gabor. And so here we are, church, with all the power that we need in the universe, and we have literally been getting our butts licked all over the world. And Jesus says, no more. No more. No more. He says, saints, arise, conquer. I'm in your corner. And you and Jesus, just one person and Jesus, makes a majority. And once you understand that, your dependence is upon Jesus Christ himself. And when you speak that word, it will happen. It's not you doing it. And if you think it's you doing it, let me tell you something. Give it up. Don't go into the deliverance ministry thinking you're God's most powerful saint and that you know it all. I learn every day when I listen to Omega Man, and he has other ministers on here. I listen and I learn things from those other ministers, because the devil has kept the deliverance ministers apart from each other. We haven't had conferences together to learn what you know and what I know, because the devil has kept us apart, or has it been God? Because you see, if your dependency is on the Word of God, and if your dependency is on Jesus Christ himself, you got to make your appearances before that throne. You got to fast so that you can clearly hear his voice when he speaks to you. You've got to learn directly from the Holy Spirit. And that's why I know what I know. And as I listened to Brother Franklin the other night, I listened to to his sermon and his mass deliverance. And he's such a humble man of God. And as I was listening to him, there were many things that he spoke that I didn't know. And I said, wow, I just need to find out where he got that information from. Because, and you know what? He probably got it directly from Jesus himself. Because you can tell that the man, he's not dynamic and powerful and screaming at devils and making his appearance be known that he's present. He's very unassuming. But when he speaks, demons move. I believe it was him that moved the snake. I'm not sure who it was. But you have to understand it's through the word. It's just like the voice in the wilderness. I love it when he says it. Big God, itty bitty, defeated little devil.
That's right.
And that's when you become victorious. Isn't that right, Omega Man?
Amen. Yes, it is.
What are we going to do now? Are we going to go into prayer and then...
We're going to take a short five-minute break, go to commercial sponsor, and then we're going to be back and pick back up for the second hour. And
okay.
Tonight we'll also be opening up the lines later, 917-889-2745 if you'd like to call in for prayer, or 877-806-2482. You're listening to
Omega Man
Radio Network. Yes, ma'am.
Omega Man, I want to challenge everybody to buy one silver coin.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Because of the fact that there's a big movement, and they say if everybody will buy, if you can afford it, one silver coin, then it will bring down the bank of
J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan. And that is the tip of the New World Order sphere. So just pray about it. It costs you probably about $29-$30, whatever. But join the revolution.
Amen. Because what they've done
And they can get that up on your web page too, can't they?
Yes, ma'am. There's a link to Steve Quill. You can click on the banner there, go to his website, and he does sell silver coins. I would encourage everybody to invest in at least one coin. Silver will probably go up to $100 an ounce. I will
They're
tell you.
They're saying $500.
I made some calls today just to say I told you so. To a couple of my family members, you know, they mocked me. When I told them, I said, hey, if you've got anything left, put it in some silver. It's going to go up. And, you know, maybe 2 months ago, it was, you know, $15 an ounce. You know, the last couple months, $29 an ounce. It's going to, I mean, I'm saying, wow. I wish I had
let me
silver.
Tell you,
it's
going to
go
let me
up.
Tell you, let me give you a secret. I came across a video, and it said that China is encouraging their people to buy gold. And what we're talking about everyday people to go out and buy gold. And what their plan is when everybody goes and buys gold, then they're going to confiscate it, and they're going to pull their coins and melt it into their coins and go to a gold standard. It's a neat plan, but that's where it's all going to, gold and silver. And I just thought I'd mention that because I'm part of the revolution. All of you know that we pray about these things every week. And
Amen.
If we can spend $30 and make a difference, even if it was $40 by Monday, it would be worth it. Amen?
Amen. Well, what will happen, folks, is the demand will exceed the available silver. And right now, people like J.P. Morgan and these other institutions out there are lying to the people, artificially suppressing prices, you know, saying that they've got more than enough holdings to cover the people who have bought silver and gold on paper but don't actually have it in their hand. That's my understanding of it. I'm not a metals expert.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know, what you don't have in your hand, you don't have. There's a lot of people that buy metals like with the Perth Men out in Australia. And they'll buy a share, but they don't actually have it in their hands. But then when you want to get it in your hands, it can become very difficult. And that's what they don't want you to do. They don't want you to keep it physically. They want you to buy a share. It'll be in their trust. But the truth of it is, when they do audits, if they allow an audit, they don't have what they claim to have. So it's just a big scam out there. And this is a way to uncover the scam. And I believe praying we can also see some of these people exposed. There are people being exposed right now, every day in the news. So I believe even the Wikipedia could be an expose of some of the crooked things going on behind the government. It's interesting that all these documents are being leaked. So I say pull the cover out from underneath the enemy.
Well, you see, the enemy is not the people. And the people don't know what to do unless somebody tells them how and what to do. And the enemy is really, it's the bankers that have stripped our banks and given the money, the trillions of dollars that Obama and Bush pulled out of our treasury and our system. And those monies have gone over to foreign banks. And guess what, friends? They bought gold and silver with it. And I don't know if you realize this, but Rothschild owns more than 50% of the world's gold. And I personally believe that Antichrist will come from Rothschild and his family. I believe that they're preparing for that day as I speak to you. They have. He has Michelle Rothschild the third, is the man that is going to be the richest man in the world. And guess what? He looks just like Jesus Christ. They call him the plastic Jesus. We're very, very close to the Antichrist being seated on that throne over in Babylon and Jerusalem. And but as long as we can, we hold the powers of darkness back. Why? Because my family's not in the kingdom as yours. And that's why we pray. And that's why I said, buy the gold. Pull their covers off of them. Pull them down. If they can't meet the calls when the time comes where people need to cash it in, and if people call for the physical gold instead of another piece of paper, they're in trouble, friends. And so that's why we're telling you to, it's not being political, it's just what's going on. And we're getting ready to step in to some horrendous, tremendous times. I had a dream as I was sleeping, taking a nap this afternoon, and they were coming after me to kill me. And I heard the conversation.
Wow.
And there are people that are marked for them to kill because they're uncovering the darkness. But people are standing, unbelievers as well as believers, standing, exposing things every day, trying to waken up the church, trying to waken up the people that are under massive witchcraft, wizardry spells. And you can tell them these things, and they still don't believe you because they believe the spell. They believe the wicked man. They no longer believe holy men and women of God. So this is why we have these Sunday night gatherings and these prayer meetings. Oh, I see we're running out of time.
Well, you know, we are at the top of the hour. We're going to take a break, and then we'll pick it up in the second hour.
Listen
to Omega Man Radio Network. Give out your website, Dr. Pat.
PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com. And you can find me up on OmegaManRadio.com. And that's where you'll find the banner to buy the silver and gold. And then at RemnantRadio.org.
And we'll be back.
Are you ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in. If you listen, you can hear God's plan. It's the show that everybody's talking about. Tune in each Sunday to the Omega Man Radio Network with your hosts, Shannon Ray Davis and Dr. Pat Holliday. We're invading enemy territory for Jesus Christ. Join us as we expose the new world order and teach you how to survive what's coming and endure till the end. Tune in to Omega Man Radio.
And the devil, he has lost the battle. He has lost. The Lord has won it. Yes, he has. Oh, yes, Lord.
Choose you this day who you're going to serve.
There's a guy up here that called me lukewarm. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire. I want to do it. I want to be on fire for Jesus.
Minus 10, 9, 8, 7 o'clock is operating. We're underway.
your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Omega Man Radio Network. This is a live program tonight. I'm your host, Shannon Davis. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on, and tonight is called the School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer. We have it every Sunday night at 8 p.m., and Saturday night is our School of Deliverance. Hope you didn't miss last night. If you did, that's available in the MP3 archives. And we'll be opening up the lines tonight if you need prayer, 917-889-2745. And we are going to be doing some prayer tonight. I hope that you enjoy this program, and if you do, and the Lord is doing something in your life, write in and let us know. We love to hear from you. We love testimonies. And if you'll give us permission to use your testimony, we'll put it up on the web. And if you'd like to remain private, we'll just use your initials, if that's all right. Let me get Dr. Pat back on the line. Well, Dr. Pat, you know, I'm drinking some bottled water right now.
Ooh.
And, you know, I'm in a situation where I don't want to drink the tap water over here. It's pretty foul. So I'm drinking some bottled water, and as I'm drinking, and I was thinking about the Jesse Ventura special the other night on the water wars.
Yes, yes.
Did you get a chance to see that?
I haven't seen it. I've heard a lot about it. I've been hearing about the commodity of water for several decades now. You see, when you look at how these people have moved on our country, they have taken it like taking part a house. They capped the oil wells. I remember when they did that back in the 70s in Texas. And we thought, why are they doing that? That didn't make sense to me. A lot of people don't realize, but oil doesn't come from dead dinosaurs. It regenerates itself in the ground. And so if you were to uncap all of those oil wells in Texas, we'd have enough oil wells that our gas would be 50 cents a gallon again. They take control over every commodity that you need. Right now, they're trying to get control of our food in this country. Most of our food is being sent in from China, and a lot of it is just pure poison.
Sure is.
Our ports have been sold to China, and they pull their great big boats up there and unpack all of their stuff, and we eat it. We don't know how to do anything anymore. They just took apart our manufacturing of cars and Michigan, Detroit, and everywhere you look, key parts of our industry, they have dismantled America right in front of our faces.
Amen.
And people only are concerned about who won the football game this weekend. And meanwhile, many of them don't have money. If they don't have money, somehow they can still get a hold of those cigarettes and their booze, and they can still do those things because they're spiritually blind. The church is gone in our country. And when the foundation of the church collapsed, then our country was wide open for the commie takeover, which is happening right now. So this is why we're interested in what's going on. And when they get control of the water, you see, they want to kill more than 5 billion people in the world. That's their goal. They stated in their writings and in their speeches. They stated up in the guidelines of Georgia, up there. You live pretty close to where that is.
They want to get us down to 500 million worldwide. That's 5.5 billion people they have to slaughter.
And so they kill you through shots. They kill you through disease. They kill you through poison. They're pouring poison in the air. And these people are openly have declared war on the world's people, and the world's people are totally defenseless because they trust these people, and these people are out to kill you. And
amen.
So the point that that we're getting at is, you'll probably be able to find that water thing up on YouTube by now.
Yes,
but you watch it. I mean, it's amazing that they were able to get this stuff on a television. But these people are desperate right now because of the exposure. And there are people that are ramming back toward them now. And they've never had so much resistance because people are waking up. And
amen.
The reason that people are waking up, my friends, is because we are praying. And when people say, well, why do you sit there on the radio every Sunday night? That's stupid. You miss the greatest game of the world. You're sitting here because you're making a difference. We make a difference when we crawl out to our God, because the Bible tells us very clearly that God looks for a man to stand in a gap. And the way God is if you don't care, his hands are tied concerning moving on the land, because the land actually, really and truly belongs to God and his people. We have let these thieves take over the churches and our land, and we have to at least rise up, hold the darkness back, and ask the Lord to save a harvest of souls before it's totally gone. And
amen.
We don't have but just seconds left. Yes, we win, Voice of Wilderness, but the whole point is there's going to be big losses before we win. The Antichrist is truly going to sit on the seat. The Bible says so. There will truly be a new world order, a new world money system, a new world religion. The Bible says so. Our part of the Bible, Revelation and the Old Testament, all agree that these things are going to happen before the Lord returns. And so what he asked of his church, he established you, the church, for one purpose. That was to call people out of the darkness.
That's right.
So that they will not burn forever in hell.
That's
right. That's what our job is, and that's why we're here tonight. Now, I'm going to start the prayer, and I want the chat room to pray with us in one accord. And, for instance, if we're praying about our families, our churches, our state, our whatever, then you pray about your family, your church, and your state, and your senator, and your country. That is the way we do it, and you can write it up on the chat room. Those that are just listening in, and there's hundreds of them listening and thousands in their cars, you pray with us, and we're going to see our families come into the kingdom, and we're going to see God do a quick work before this darkness totally consumes the world. I believe that with all of my heart. That's why I'm happy to be here. This is my favorite time, and that's
mine too.
To sit in heavenly places with Jesus and come with
that.
Me.
Yes, indeed.
Father,
go ahead, Dr. Penn.
Father, we come before your throne tonight with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. We thank you, God, that we serve the mighty God, the King of Glory. Psalm says, who is the King of Glory? And the Bible answers as it says, the Lord, he is the King of Glory. And that's who we serve. And so we're fearless. We're not afraid to lose our lives because nobody can kill us. If they kill our bodies, we step right into glory for eternity. And we'll live forever with you, Lord. And we know that as a fact because we have this great personal relationship with you. And we worship you tonight, Lord. We praise you. And we know that as we lift our hearts and our minds and our spirits up to your throne. The Bible in Psalms 14, 1 and 2 says, let my prayer be set before thee as incense. You know, Revelation, Father, says in 5:8 that our prayers come in a golden vial full of odors and full of odors of the prayers of the saints. And it also shows that over in Revelation 8. And when I read that scripture, God, you know, I just see you sitting there basking in the prayers of your saints. How awful that so many of them never understand that relationship that they can spend with you. It's precious to be in this chat room every weekend and praying with the world, because we know that you're listening. And not only are you listening, God, but you can turn things around. And we have seen you do it in many instances. Tonight, Lord, I'm calling all believers that are listening to this, the ones that listen on the MP3s, the same anointing comes when they listen on the MP3s. People are even getting deliverance as they listen to these MP3s. We give you the glory and the praise for what you're doing, God, because I'm so thrilled that I have a chance to live in these times and these hours and these seasons to see you dramatically sweep across the world. And Father God, we have so much to pray for tonight. We pray and bind up the power of the United Nations, the Federal Reserve. And Father, we lift up all of the states in the United States of America and all of the governors, all of the judges, all of the elected officials, senators, representatives. We lift up all of the mayors, all of the court systems. A lady called us last night, God, and this particular lady is a good friend of mine, known her for years, works in the court systems, seeing these perverted judges take babies and children away from Christian women and giving them to their perverted husbands that are molesting the children. We take authority over that evil thing tonight, and we bind it up all over this country. And we say that these judges, you come uncovered. Your darkness come to light in the name of Jesus in every community that you are ruling in. And Father God, we lift up the president, the vice president of the United States, the state departments, Congress, each and every member, the Supreme Court, God, and the judicial system. And Father God, we ask that you spare us from any more resignations or death on that Supreme Court as long as OB is in office and those liberal socialists have control of our country. We give you praise and glory, God. We bind up all governmental advisors, all of these czars that's been appointed by Obama that take on dictatorship, communistic control over the various departments and over the people, as they do at the airports this day. Father, how in the world can fathers stand and watch these perverts put their dirty, filthy gloves down into the pants of their little boys and feel their privates and then look up at the dad, as I saw on a YouTube, and say, is this your son? And the father says, yes. He says, nice. My God, I believe I would have killed him if he'd have done that to my son. Father, the people in our nation, we're so docile. And if they say it, it must be right. And we are just walking ourselves right into the slaughter pit because nobody wants to stand up. We ask you, God, that as we pray for our country tonight, we take authority over all of the blood sacrifices at all of their private clubs, such as the Bohemian Grove, Moloch, their god, their child god of sacrifices, all of the blood sacrifices of the children that they've created to give themselves power. Whenever Cain killed Abel, God, you said that his blood cried up from the ground for justice. And all of those little babies' blood are crying out for justice, God. And we ask you, God, to move against those folks that have willingly slaughtered the children of America and fuel the slaughtering of children in Africa and all over the third world. Father God, these are evil people that are in control of the world. And we know that time is coming. But God, all of the curses and spells and hexes, we bind those blood sacrifices up in the name of Jesus that benefit them. And we say, God, the ones that have set the stage, these old fat-bellied men and women, sloppy, raggedy-faced-looking people, people that you can hardly stand to look into their eyes. Father God, we ask that you take the power for them and don't let them see their prayers and their worship of Satan come into fruition, God. We ask that you take them and you release those things that they've released on the world upon themselves. Let it fall upon their heads, God. We give you praise and glory here tonight that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that, Lord, as we reach out and pray for our country and our land and our church and our states and the people of this land, that you're quite able, Lord, to dispatch legions and legions of angels across this nation into the churches to awaken the people from their slumber. The book of Revelation speaks about a spirit of slumber. We give you glory, God, that you have awakened us so that we could use our voices to stop the darkness. We thank you for it, God. And tonight, over all of these places that we have reached up to pray for, God, we loose over these places the spirits of the Lord, according to Isaiah 11:2, love, power, peace, truth, sound mind, economy, sound economy, inventiveness, understanding, loyalty to the Father in heaven, power, riches, honor, glory, strength, blessing, and great favor with the Lord, wisdom, knowledge, and salvation, Lord. We release the salvation gospel and all of the ministers that preach Jesus Christ as Lord and sitting on the throne. And his word says it's his desire that none perish and that he looks for workers in the field. We ask that you raise up the workers in the field, that they will go forth like flaming swords and with the zeal of Paul and preach the word to the lost in our own nation as well as the world. We give you praise for Bishop Kenko and his church and all of those churches in Africa that lift up the name of Jesus. And we ask that as you spread them, that you will bless them and that they will have the finances to do their work. We thank you for all that they do and the prayers that they lift up for America. And in South Korea, God, there are Christians that pray for America on a regular basis. They said in the 70s that if the gospel light goes out in America, the whole world will go dark. And so they go up on Prayer Mountain every Friday. 500 and probably more now people appear there to pray for America. Father, hear their prayers. Hear our prayers tonight. And we join in agreement with every intercessory prayer group in the world and in our nation that are praying the prayers that we're praying. And we pray in unity with them, God. There is power and strength when your people come together and they have a heart for your kingdom and their nation and the lost. We give you praise, God, that as we pray for the lost today in our nation, the harvest, we pray that it comes in. We take authority over the alcoholic spirits, the drug spirits, the rebellious spirits. We take authority over the third wave spirit that has gone throughout the Church of America and the world. We bind up those devils and their leadership, and we cage all of those devils worldwide. We bind up their intercessory prayer groups and their prayers for money and to change the wealth of the world into their movement. The wealth of the world is not coming, friends. In Jesus' name, you're going down, in Jesus' name, as traitors to the cross of Jesus Christ. We bind up the powers of the Word of Faith people that are teaching people that they go to heaven because Jesus Christ went to hell and the devils beat him up and tortured him in hell. And that's why we go to heaven, is because he paid the price in hell. Oh, no, sir. He paid the price hanging on the cross, shedding his precious blood for us. And there's no other way, there's no other gateway into the kingdom of God except through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're a liar, and there will be no liars in heaven. And unless you change your doctrines and you repent publicly, you're not going. I'm sorry, according to the word, people say, Pat, you should not judge. I'm not judging them. They judge themselves when they lie to the body of Christ and teach these demonic doctrines of devils. And Father God, we lift up all of these pastors that have gone after the wealth of the people of God instead of the souls and the nations. In Jesus' name, let their mansions rot right in front of their faces. Let their cars break. Let everything fall apart around them, that they diligently conned the people of God over these years for those finances. We call forth the wealth of the wicked into the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The little churches that are out on the streets speaking to the alcoholics and the people that have lost their homes. The little people that have the tiniest churches in the towns because the big churches are coming together and praying against these pastors because they say God doesn't want little churches. He is only going to bless the mega churches. And meanwhile, the mega churches are the social churches preaching emergent church worshiping idols in Protestant churches, God, and contemplative prayer where they put themselves in hypnotic trances and think that they've done you a favor because they've laid out on the rug calling it carpet time and in a trance while backward musical tapes play over their stupid minds. Father God, we bind the enchanting spirit over the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ in America and in the world. And Satan, the Bible says that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we bind, we don't have to bind demon by demon. We can take world territories for our Lord Jesus Christ, and particularly when it concerns his church. We say to you, you take your filthy hands off of the minds of those pastors that have come up under the enchanting, bewitching spirit. The same spirit that Paul dealt with over in Galatians, where he said, who hath bewitched you, O foolish people, that you would trade your friendship and your position with the Lord Jesus Christ to go following after wandering stars on television that Jude speaks about, that you would give up your position of knowing Jesus personally and follow after third wave people that are the New World Order Church, that are following tattooed motorcycle riders that drink and say that they're drunk on the Spirit. Well, he was drunk on the spirits every time that he got up and ministered over in Lakeland, and that would follow after a man that has precious children that look toward him as father, and he would have an affair with a worker in his ministry and leave his poor, crippled wife for that younger woman. And the pastors claim that he has been restored. Oh, blind that lead the blind, you're all going to fall in the ditch. And we call for your repentance tonight. And you standing behind the pulpit judging people that would dare to do the full gospel and cast the devil out and call us witches and wizards when the truth is the hat fits you. We come against you with the power of the blood of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus over the church in Jesus' name. We say in Jesus' name you will not prevail. We say that we bind all of those devils that have come against you, the church, and its people. We look at those people that you have put darkness in their minds that would go to a church and have ballroom dancing and obey a preacher's command for everybody to wear black to come to the ballroom dancing in the sanctuary. Oh, how horrible and horrid some of the things are in our land. Father God, we say there is a God, and we say that Jesus is alive and well. And we say that tonight is a call to the pastors, the churches, and the world to return to the kingdom of God with repentance. Fall down on your faces and your knees. Take your lifted hands to the gods of Kundalini down and lower your head in shame and pray to the Lord Jesus Christ for forgiveness. We give you praise and glory tonight. We thank you, God, that as we pray, angels are moving. We ask you, God, that you disconnect those devils that they've connected into their subconscious mind. And we command those devils and those cords to be disconnected. And you go into the cages all over this country. And we say that as you go into the cages, we ask you, Father, that you send your warring angels into every pastorate and that they will read the word of God day and night over their minds and over the minds of their congregations. We ask that you let their congregations feel in the flesh what they're sitting under. Let them know that they're not listening to the gospel. Let them make choices, God, to serve God or mammon. And Father God, we give you praise here tonight that you are the God of faith. And we pray for all of the people in the chat room and listening to this broadcast. And we ask that you fill us up with faith overflowing, that we can stand as the giants of our day, that we can be the overcomers, God, that you use to bring forth that latter rain, the true latter rain, God, where they'll run to us, grab us by our coattails, and say, tell us about your God. We give you praise and glory, God, that the light is dispersing the darkness as we speak the holy words that you are giving us tonight. We say in the name of Jesus that we're calling all believers to come into agreement that the Father is sending his warrior angels, according to Hebrews 1:14, that will totally protect the church of the Lord Jesus Christ In the name of Jesus Christ, we break all hexes, charms, curses, vexes, spells, zincs, psychic powers, fetishes, curses, bewitchments, sorcery spirits sent by voodoo, deemed by witchcraft, to the President of the United States and to the church and to the people lost in the world. We cancel the President's plans to give our country over to the New World Order. And if you belong to a different world, you're praying for your presidents and your countries as we're praying for ours in Jesus' name. We bind the strong man over the president and over all of the official and unofficial advisors. We bind the strong man over him and his family and loose the president, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, wisdom, might, understanding, counsel, sound mind, love, power, peace, joy, life, grace, truth, riches, honor, glory, strength, blessings, and the favor of God. Now, Father, I live across the river from a base, and for the last 3 or 4 days, big planes have flown over my house and shook the very foundations, one right after the other, and over on the coast at Jacksonville Beach, they're flying out of that base. Something is happening. So whatever it is, God, we just stand in agreement. And we know that in the United States stands the statue, 3 stories big, of Zeus, who is the god of war. And we take authority over that god of war, and we bind him. And we say that our God is stronger than you. And we bind you, and we bind every plan and plot of war that you're trying to bring about as we're praying here tonight. We don't know what it is because we live in a country with a news blackout. But God, you know what it is. And we ask that you send your warring angels to war against these devils of war. And we ask that you send the chariots of God that will war against the chariots of Satan. We give you praise and glory, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you are God. And you see that these people, these shadow government people, are people, Father, that have brought about war for personal gain. They sent our little young boys over to Afghanistan to pull drugs and pack our big planes and bring them to the American streets and feed them to our children. And they go over to Afghanistan and they build the biggest embassy in the world, 80 football fields long. And they have all of the luxuries of the finest, wealthiest people in the world in that little green area, while the people that own the country have no electricity. These people are heartless, God, and they hate people. But, God, we pray for those little people over in Afghanistan, and we pray for the people in Iraq and Iran and in Israel. And, Father, war over in Israel, we bind it. We pray for the peace of Israel. You said for us to pray for the peace of Israel, and we do. And you said you would give us a special blessing when we do. We thank you, Father, for this room that's filled with people whose hearts are filled with faith now. And, Father, we pray for England, and we pray for Canada. We have so many Canadians writing us, calling us, and we pray for their churches up there and their pastors, and we pray for Africa. We pray for the Caribbean, God, those wonderful people that have come into America, Father God, that are are filling. Our city is filled with foreigners from all over the world. The ones that are here, many of them from Mexico, that have come over illegally. We pray, God, and we ask you that you will bring sense to the American government. And instead of weakening our nation by bringing foreigners that are illegal across our borders, God, to pollute us with their strange religious habits. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask for governors that will stand, like Arizona. We pray for that governor, and we ask you to let her be victorious. We pray for all of the attorney generals all over the country that they will stand against the airport perverts. We give you praise and glory, God. We thank you. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that our God is Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, as we pray for our children. We bind up over our children all the psychic hereditary prayers and bondages over their lives. We renounce and loose them and us from psychic prayers, bondages, bonds of physical and mental illnesses. We come against every family line as the results of parents being in witchcraft, our ancestors, of being in perverse sex and every ungodly thing. We loose ourselves and our families from curses, spells, hexes, prayers from wizards, from every sex, lust, perverse spirit, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and break and loose them and ourselves and our children from all evil curses, charms, vexes, hexes, spells, jinxes, psychic powers, bewitchments, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that as we pray, we bind the spirits of sorcery in the churches over our children. We're Sunday school teachers are witches and wizards. I know because I brought some of them out over the years. And we put upon those people that have infiltrated the churches to turn our children into little witches in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, that you get them out of those Sunday school classes. We're not going to ask you how, why, or where, but we're asking you, God, for your judgment to come. We're asking you for the infiltrations of the pulpits of America, for your judgment to fall upon those people that have brought the great spiritual blindness into our churches. We pray about Rick Warren, who is a CFR, infiltrating pastors who are working for the insider government. We ask you, God, that all things come uncovered, and we break the massive spells that have been made through facilitators over the masses in the churches and in our country. We lift up our media today. We break the spells, the subliminals, all of the things that they're releasing over the minds, the mind control spirits. We break you in the name of Jesus. We say, awaken land to the voice of the Lord. We give you the glory and the praise, God, in Jesus' name. We come against this great homosexual movement that has been unleashed over our land. This abortion movement that has been unleashed in the name of Jesus. We know that pride moves it. And you, spirit of pride, we know who you are. You are called in the Bible, Leviathan. And we bind up that giant spirit of Leviathan over our nation, over our country, over our armed forces, over our churches, over our families. We bind you up in the name of Jesus, and the Bible says that God hates a haughty look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth evil imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren are seven things that are the abomination to him in Proverbs 6:16. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to open the hearts of the people. Convict them, God. We just bind every alcoholic spirit, every drug spirit, every cocaine spirit, every ungodly thing that has been unleashed over the youth. Now, we come against this woman over in England that writes these books, Harry Potter, and we bind you up. We bind your wealth up in the name of Jesus, and let it be just like water running through your hands. And we curse that money that you made through the stealing of the minds of the children of the world. And you say you're a Christian. Well, we know better. And we bind it up and we say that what you have unleashed over the minds of the children of the world, we ask our Lord's judgment to fall upon you and your ill-gotten goods. And we call for your judgment before the throne of our Lord Jesus this day. And we bind your books up and your movies up. And most of all, we bind your spell over the children minds and the parents' minds and the news media's minds and the peoples of the world. We break that spell and we command that spell of the Chronicles of Narnia, Disney World's demonic movies and Warner Brothers and all of those ill-gotten goods we curse in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we lift up the members of our families. And now I'm going to end my part of the prayers by just praying for our church and its prayers and the members of my family. You pray for your families, and then Omega Man is going to pray. Father God, we lift up the members of my family. We lift up Maxine, who told me yesterday that she's got
shingles.
Shingles, thank you. It just wouldn't come into my mind. We thank you as we bind this nervous condition, and it is a spirit, and we bind this spirit and cage it in the name of Jesus. We lift up my sister Shirley, who is very old, and Father God, we ask that you relieve her of all fear, and Father, particularly fear of death. Father God, she's asked Jesus to save her. And I know you have, God, because you're true to your word. You said that anyone that calls on the name of the Lord and repents, you shall save. And we just cover her with the blood of Jesus and the peace of the Holy Ghost and the comfort that will comfort her during this time of her life. We thank you for my other brothers and sisters who are 8. And, Father, we ask you to bring them quickly into the kingdom of God. We bind all of the false religiosity over their lives. And we give you praise, God, for all of the bewitchments over their lives and our nephews, our nieces. We come against all of the spirits of our grandfathers, our grandmothers, our mothers, our fathers, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, every single living human being. We cry out tonight, God, and we ask you, let not the circle be broken. We ask you to send your warring angels to war for their souls and for an angel to read the word of God over them day and night. We ask you to divide the powers of darkness, the demonic forces. We divide those devils and continue to divide them until they lose their grip over their minds and their souls in the name of Jesus. We give you praise that the circle shall not be broken and that my great-grandmother's prayers and my grandmother's prayers will be answered, and my prayers on into the future generations, if you choose to have some. We give you praise and glory for the people in the chat room, and we stand in agreement with their prayers and the people that are praying for their families. And Father, some of them look at the members of their families and they're shipwrecked. Some of the families' members used to serve you and they're shipwrecked. Some of them think that they're so far gone that they can't be saved. Well, I know that you will save anyone that will repent and call on the name of Jesus. And we just stand in agreement with their prayers tonight. And we ask you to begin to give us all signs. We break the soul ties of all of the mine handlers, the lodges, the adulterers, close friends, ex-wives and husbands, engagements, cults, binding agreements between buddies. We renounce all of these soul ties. We break them tonight. And we ask you, God, that you bring your blood and you put our minds back together. Make us all single-minded so that we can understand the Word of God. We give you praise. We give you praise in Jesus' holy name. Omega Man.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you tonight. First of all, I want to lift up Israel. God, right now we ask that you loose the windows of heaven and pour out rain to the parched land over there. There are fires raging everywhere, and I got an email from Jerry Golden that they're under extreme drought. So we loose the windows of heaven. Let the water flow and put out the fires.
Yes.
And refresh our brethren over there. And next, God, I want to thank you for tonight. Your son Jesus, our Lord and Savior, said, whatever we loose on earth, be loosed in heaven. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we loose upon Satan and all his chain of command, from the powers to the princes to the strongholds to down to the legions, the foot soldiers. We loose on them right now the curses of the Midianites over in Judges 7:22.
Yes.
We also loose upon them the curses of the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites in 2 Chronicles 20. Let panic and frustration and havoc and confusion and pandemonium, disasters and chaos and destructions and the hornets of the Lord descend upon them right now in accordance with your word over in Exodus 23:28 and Deuteronomy 7:20. And may the wrath and the hatred and the anger and the terror and fear and burning judgment, the finger of God, prevent Satan's orders from being carried out right now.
Amen.
And also in the name of Jesus Christ, we command Satan's demons across this world to fight against and destroy each other, according to Ephesians 3:10. And we also command all marriage-breaking spirits and family-hindering demons to attack the spirits of Ahab and Jezebel right now, in Jesus' name. And God, we have a man named T. Boone Pickett, which is stealing water in Texas and wants to turn around and sell it back to us at a high price. And the Chinese are going in into the Great Lake areas, and they're bottling our water.
My God.
Through American companies, it's being shipped out of this country. They're draining the Great Lakes. And there are plans right now to put psychotropic drugs in our drinking water, along with the fluoride and chlorine. We just bind these foul spirits and cage up all the foul spirits in these operations, these
and
multinational corporations.
And
in the name
the
of
people.
Jesus. And arrest the people, Father God. Expose them right now. We bind and cage all foul spirits in T. Boone Pickett, but not before they come up and manifest. We command civil war to take place in him right now. And then we command those foul spirits to go into the cage, or they're going to remain bound and gagged until they come up in deliverance. And we also lift up Michael Chertoff, and we bind and cage his foul spirits, the man who is bringing us these full-body scanners, and everybody who's a member of the Chertoff group. We bind and cage their foul spirits right now. And Father God, we ask that you would pull out the rug from underneath their plans. Expose them right now. Let the money trail be revealed in the name of Jesus that is funding all these body scanners that are giving people low dosages of radiation but cumulatively are creating cancer and people that are forced to go through them. And we bind all foul spirits again in Chertoff right now in Jesus' name. And I ask that you would expose him, that he'd be arrested in Jesus' name for his criminal conduct. Let's move on to loosing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray this right now for myself and Dr. Pat and everybody listening out there right now. I loosen to myself and my family and the people listening, the seven spirits of God right now in accordance with Isaiah 11:2.
And our churches.
And the churches. Father, let this be for all the believers out there listening right now and the churches that we go to. In Jesus' name. We also ask and loose the angels of God to fight our battles in the heavenlies in Jesus' name. Let them guard us from Satan and all his hosts who would have us believing and agreeing with their lies. Lord Jesus, minister to our needs right now. Upon all fears, we loose perfect, agape, true, pure love, the love of God and our love for each other. Power, sound mind, and self-control. Upon our minds and all deceiving spirits, we loose right now knowledge and revelation and understanding. We loose wisdom, we loose truth, diligent searching, freedom and deliverance. Upon all marriage and family destroying spirits, we loose right now God's family protecting angels, listed over in Genesis 24. Upon rejection, I loose the love of the brethren, acceptance in the beloved, the acceptance of God and the approval of man, adoption as children of God. Upon all Ahab and Jezebel spirits, we loose the spirits of Elijah, Jehu,
yes,
and the hounds of heaven, over in 2 Kings 9:36. We also loose upon us aggressiveness, boldness, zealousness, willingness, readiness, service, fairness, honesty, obedience, creativity, ingeniousness, inventiveness. God, give us witty inventions that we may be able to raise money in these last days for your service. Give us retentive mind, over in Proverbs 8:22. We also loose unto us the maturity, purity, holiness and righteousness, guilelessness, excellent praise, thankfulness, worship, singing, prayer, quiet, constraining, contrite, all these spirits, broken spirit, judgment, Isaiah 4:4 and 28:6, repentance and conviction, and all the fruits listed over in Galatians 5:22-23, love,
amen,
joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, humility, temperance, self-control, and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit listed over in 1 Corinthians 12:8-10, wisdom and knowledge and faith, healing and miracles and prophecies. We also loose into us tongues and the interpretation of tongues and the discernment of spirits. We ask also this to help us become more like Jesus and to prepare us for our marriages, families, and ministries. We also loose each person's angels listed over in Matthew 18:10. Grace,
yes,
mercy, and supplication, life, health, healing, restoration, well-being, and life-giving spirits. Those that are listed over in 2 Corinthians 3:6 and Revelation 11:11. There's 11:11, by the way. Counsel and skill to rule, might and strength, reverence for the Lord. We also loose the seven spirits of God listed in Revelations 1:4, chapters 3:1, and chapters 4:5, and chapters 5:6. Also the quick.
Amen.
Over in John 6:63, we also lose success, victory, and profit, prosperity and abundance and plenty. And God, we ask that you would loose in Jesus' name the opposite of the demons and add any others which the Holy Spirit brings to mind. Well, God, we want to thank you right now for what you're doing. We thank you for the people out there, and also I want to lift up a couple prayer requests. In Jesus' name, we ask all this. We lift up Roberta that indicated in the early part of the show that she's having trouble sleeping. She's been awake for 48 hours and can't sleep. She's fighting the feeling of, she's just fighting fatigue and is battling with insomnia and has her skin crawling at night. Right now, we take authority over any foul spirits inside of her, and we bind and cage them in Jesus' name. We rebuke all foul spirits that are attacking her, and we command them to come out in Jesus' name and go to Jesus
right
and be judged
now,
before their time, right now. The Lord rebuke
in
you,
Jesus
you foul
name,
spirits. And anyone out there listening right now, any believers that are being attacked by night spirits, we bind up Incubus and Succubus and Asmodeus and Osmodeus. We bind and cage all these foul spirits and command them to come out right now in Jesus' name. Go to Jesus to be judged before the time. And we break any witchcraft that has come on anybody through the dream state. We bind
yes
this blue devil out there in the name of Jesus Christ that tried to attack me last night. Lord, rebuke you, you foul spirits, in Jesus' name. We also lift up Marilyn Manson. Father God, I was on his Facebook page then. He has 900,000 followers. Many that are talking about suicide. Right now, we bind and cage all foul spirits in Brian, who is Marilyn Manson. We bind the spirit of bestiality that came down his generational line from his grandfather. We break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells off of him right now. All witchcraft sent against him, we break off of him in Jesus' name. We ask God that you loose the Holy Spirit to open his eyes and bring him to conviction in Jesus' name. We bind and cage all the foul spirits operating him of suicide, and we command them to be caged where they're going to remain until they manifest and come out in deliverance.
Yes.
We ask all this, Father, tonight in Jesus' name. And then lastly, lift up Brother Jonathan, who wrote in from the UK. We lift up his prayer request tonight. We ask, God, that you would bless the people over there in the UK that are battling inclement weather. And we ask that you would give the people of God over there and listening in Europe and around the world that are encountering terrible floods and terrible snows, like over in Columbia right now in Tolima. We ask that you give them safe traveling mercies to and from work in Jesus' name. And we intercede right now for Prime Minister David Cameron, who recently called in the Parliament for the UK to make more films like Harry Potter. He's encouraging people, God, to make these abomination films. We bind and cage his foul spirits right now and command him to be caged in Jesus' name. And we ask that you loose the angels of God to go down and read the word of God to those foul spirits and torment them 24 hours a day.
Yes.
We also lift up Chancellor George Osborne, who is trying to support Israel, but his brother has converted to Islam. We bind the foul spirits of Allah, this moon demon that is attacking people across this world to the tune of 1 billion people. We bind and cage Allah right now and command him to go into the cage in Jesus' name. And we also lift up Foreign Secretary William Hague, who is trying to divide Israel and divide Jerusalem. We bind and cage his foul spirits and command those homosexual spirits in him to manifest and come out in Jesus' name. And we also lift up Prime Minister Nick Clegg, who's an atheist. God, I ask that you would show him a vision of hell where he's headed if he doesn't repent in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing tonight. We lift up the people that are tuning in without jobs. We ask that you would loose angels to go before them, to open up doors of opportunity, create favor with men, that they could get the jobs that they need. Those that do not have homes, we ask, God, that you would open up the doors for them to have housing. In Jesus' name, we ask God for financial blessing over every believer out there right now. We apply the blood of Jesus to everyone. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. Why don't we take a break, and then we'll come back for the final hour, and we'll open up the phone lines.
Amen.
Sound good? Okay, folks,
yeah.
Before we go, Dr. Pat, give out your contact information.
PatHolliday.com, MiracleInternetChurch.com, OmegaManRadio.com, RemnantRadio.org, and we'll see you in a few moments.
We'll be back in just a few moments.
Oh, Jesus, meek and humble heart, give me Jesus. Desire of being esteemed, oh, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, oh, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, oh.
you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.
And I said before, if you want to find a lot of demons, go to church. There you can be sure you'll find a bunch. They're roosting all over God's people. They're binding them down. They're choking them off. And somebody has to care because people are bound. And if it isn't the chosen of God, I don't know who's going to care. If it isn't those whom God has called out, if they don't care enough to lay their lives on the line, I don't know who's going to do it. As a sad scripture says, I looked for a man and I found none. God looked for a man. He couldn't find anybody. Everybody was doing their own thing. God is calling a people to war, all-out war, a war in which no quarter is given and no quarter is asked. The order of the day remains, attack, attack, attack. That's God's marching order.
That is God's marching order, and that's our mandate here. And we do care, and that's why we do these programs. And so if you need prayer tonight, the number to call in on is 917-889-2745 or toll-free 877-806-2482. Let's get Dr. Pat on the line and take our first caller. Caller, you've been waiting very patiently. Area code 510. You're on the air with Dr. Pat and I.
Yeah, is that me?
Yes, sir. Thank you for holding. How are you today?
Hey, Shannon, this is James. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, James. Where you calling from?
I set my alarm.
Yes, you did.
I mean, all I could say is Dr. Pat and Shannon, amen and amen, and all those prayers that you just said. And, you know, it's just incredible. Holy Spirit, honestly, without that in my life, I can't even imagine. So, do you want me to rehash what you and I went over last night? Or
absolutely.
Prayer
tell me what you're battling with and how we can pray tonight. Then we're going to pray for you tonight.
Well, it came down to a thing with family that, you know, they go to church on Sundays and they do their Bible studies on Wednesdays. And I live in somewhat of an older house, and I had a problem with my circuit breaker. And I do have transportation, but my nightlight or night runners don't work. So they're 5 minutes across town, and I said, hey, can you come pick me up before Home Depot closes and go get this circuit breaker if the thing won't reset? No, we have company. I'm sorry, I can't do it. You know, and it just floors you, and it's hard not to be depressed. It's hard not to want to lash out, and, you know, and all I can say is just having that chat with you and having that talk and, you know, doing a study after we were done talking, you know, seriously, without God, without Jesus Christ, and the Spirit, it's like, can't even imagine what life would be.
Amen to that, brother. Dr. Pat?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure I get you back online with us.
yes, I'm listening.
Brother James, you know the Lord is your Savior, so we don't have to cover
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely.
That's never an issue, and it even, you know, it's like my faith is, I don't even really consider it faith. It's, to me, it's knowledge, it's comprehension, it's not just, oh, faith, believe in Jesus, and it's like, man, God the Creator is just so awesome, and His creation, and His champions, and, you know, it's even if I'm cleaning up gum off the sidewalks in heaven, I can't wait to get there kind of thing, you know, and people ask me, oh, why do you want the end of the world to come, and, you know, it's like, well, all the stuff that Dr. Pat listed, the evil scum that runs this world, how could you not be sickened by that and want that to end? Want that to be bound and thrown in the lake of fire and destroyed forever?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a Christian, how do you justify any of that and not want Jesus to return? You know, as soon as God is willing.
That's right.
Amen to that.
That is exactly right. And specifically tonight, why did you call?
No, because I told Shannon I would, and you know, I appreciated how, you know, I mean, it's like I have a little bit of doctrinal issues between me and Shannon, you know, but it's like I always seek my common ground with people, and as long as I can get along with somebody, I mean, he took the time to have a pretty extended chat with me and to say a few prayers, you know, and when the Holy Spirit kicks you in the butt and tears start flying, you know, the depression goes away and the anger and the resentment and, you know, it's like we're still in the flesh and you still think certain thoughts and whatnot, but it's just, I just had to call in and let the listeners know that if you can financially support this guy, even if it's whatever, you know, I'm on unemployment right now and I was really sick for a few months. Pneumonia almost put me in a pine box or whatever you want to call it, and took me a couple months, lots of prayers, and, you know, just to get back reasonably healthy. And, you know, I never questioned that. I never questioned God. Why me? Why this? Or, you know, it's like, hey, if something happens and they call me home, I'm good to go. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, amen.
Okay. Now, physically, how are you? Are you able to work?
Yeah, I am to a certain extent. I mean, but what it amounted to was, you know, I usually weighed about 175 pounds, and because of the pneumonia and not being able to breathe, you know, it just eats away all your muscle, and I was down to like 140 pounds. So I lost all my, you know, I used to work in construction. I was always in reasonable shape, but it's like my endurance of, you know, going for walks and whatnot is what just disappeared. So, you know, I have to watch what I do and watch what I eat and make sure I don't get a cold and flu. And, you know, I'm doing a lot better. I'm back up to 170 pounds, which is, you know, I'm only 5'9", so that's normal. And, you know,
yeah.
I talk to God every day, say my prayers and say my thanks. And, you know, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, it's incredible what he did for us.
Uh-huh.
Amen to that. And
okay.
There's no distance in prayer. Folks, you can minister to a person in a chat room, instant message, on the phone, in person,
mattered.
You know.
It's so much mattered, and it's the fact that you would take the time to do that with me when my own family that lives 5 minutes across town, it would have been a five-minute trip across town, a five-minute trip to Home Depot, and we would have been done. My own family that claims to be Christian and goes to church and does little Bible studies and stuff, because they had company, they couldn't help me in an emergency situation. You know, I've always been independent. I moved out at 20 years old. I've never been a burden on anybody. And for them to turn their backs on me like that, it was just, I mean, how do you just let that go?
James,
and how do you?
James, what you have to do is you have to understand the times that you're living in. And many people are religious, but they don't serve Jesus. They know of him and about him, but as I described earlier in the teaching, they say, yeah, I know Jesus. I go to church. I pay my tithe. But they don't have a relationship with him. But here's what you have to watch. The Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. And you have to forgive them. And you have to see them in the light of the knowledge that you're walking in today. And you're walking in knowledge that they don't have. You're walking in the knowledge that demonology is real, and demons come in and control people's minds, their hearts, and their lives. And a lot of things that people do are being driven by devils. So in terms of your family, even though they say they're Christians, they probably need deliverance just like you had. So you have to walk in unforgiveness towards them and see that a lot of stuff that they're doing is devils that are anointing them to do those things. And so can you forgive them for not coming to you tonight?
I mean, what it amounts to is, like, you know, my mom married my stepdad when I was a little kid, and he adopted me and so on and so forth. But, I mean, I have seen a demon manifest in that guy when I was staying there when I had the pneumonia.
No, you're not answering my question. Wait.
I have to a certain extent, but to be perfectly honest with you, you know, I honor my mother and father like I'm supposed to, but that doesn't mean that I have to like them, and I don't have to agree with them. You know, when they're telling me, oh, Jesus may not come back for 100 years, and, you know, they badmouth the pastor of my church, and they badmouth me, and make up lies that they can't prove. You know,
okay, wait a minute. I hear a bitterness in your voice.
It is, honey.
Well,
listen,
James. Listen to me. Forgiveness is an act of somebody's will. It doesn't mean that you have to agree with what they believe or they have to agree with what you believe. It means that you willingly say to the Father, I forgive them. And I turn them over to you for you to handle them. And I'm not going to let them bother me anymore because I know that it's devils inside of them trying to embitter me so that I can lose my salvation and grow cold on the Lord. And I'm just not going to let it happen. So as an act of your will you forgive them tonight?
Yeah, I will. I will absolutely. And I mean,
okay.
I already have to a certain extent. It's just how much can you grin and bear it and just say,
James, will you stop? You have not forgiven him. Stop pretending that you forgave him because your testimony and the tone of your voice says, no, I haven't forgiven him. That's
what you're saying.
And now let me explain something to you about forgiveness. You walk around because they did that to you. You think you have a right to feel this way about them, and they're wrong. And that's probably true. They are wrong. But you have no right to feel that way because what happens is that bitterness and unforgiveness comes in to you. And it tears down your body, and it makes you sick. It gives you arthritis. It will give you cancer. It will take away your health. And so it doesn't hurt them for you to walk around and not forgive them or to have those feelings. They don't care. They don't care what you think about them. So
well, what kind of prayer should I say? Like, God, please open my heart and mind.
James, I'm getting to it. What you need to do is you, by the act of your will, you say, Father.
And, James, I'll tell you what we're going to do here. I want to make
wait, Omega Man. By an act of your will, say, Father.
Do you want me to repeat what you're saying?
Of course.
Father, by an act of your will,
I forgive.
I forgive.
Now name them.
Ken and Joanne.
Is that all?
And I will not let this weigh heavy on my heart, and I will continue to...
No. Are there others like your father and your stepfather and your mother?
I don't really have a lot of Christian friends that are local, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, that's not what... listen to me, James. Your stepmother or your father or whoever that was...
she's my flesh and blood. He's my stepdad.
Okay, and that...
And I've always
been
respectful of that, despite us not getting along and so on and so forth.
James, this is the one that you just forgave?
Yes.
All right. Say, I ask you to forgive them, Father.
I ask you to forgive them, Father.
I ask you to save them.
I ask you to save them.
And deliver them.
And deliver them.
And I will not look at their sins.
I will not look at their sins.
I will not judge them.
I will not judge them.
Because Jesus is their judge.
Because Jesus is their judge.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For everything that I've ever done.
say that one all the time for everything I've ever done.
I forgive myself for having bitterness.
I forgive myself for having bitterness.
Unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness.
And I ask you to forgive me, too.
I ask you to forgive me, too.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
I cage these devils.
I cage these devils.
Of rejection.
Of rejection.
And I'm going to bind them, and Omega Man's going to press them out.
Yes. And folks out there, you can pray along with Dr. Pat right now and get set free of bitterness and unforgiveness and these foul spirits. Just be in agreement as she calls them out.
Okay. I bind up bitterness, insecurity, inferiority,
in the name of
self-rejection,
Jesus. Get into
confusion,
the cage. Strong
hate,
gatekeeper. Come out.
Hiding.
All you foul
denial,
spirits, name, we rebuke
darkness,
you. Come out.
Isolation.
Get into the cage in Jesus Christ. Come out.
Seduction.
We bind you.
Fantasy. Mind control.
Loose and let him
depression,
go.
Depression. Suicide.
Come out and get in the cage.
Despair. Withdrawal.
Loose him. And
loneliness. Judgment.
Come out.
Tired.
Out.
And laziness.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
Deceitfulness.
We're talking to you. You
I bind
spirits.
Them and cage them. Now, James, you know, you've been through this. You know what you're supposed to be doing.
No, this is
they're
James' first time.
As a human being, you know, you
oh,
can only
this
take
is your
so
first
much
time.
And what happens
yes.
Wait a, hey, James, I've got you confused with another James, okay? So forgive me for that.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I've got James sitting in the hot seat tonight. And, folks, if you're listening out there and you haven't been through the deliverance, you need to be calling in, too, and get into the seat like James is tonight. Get set free tonight. Don't think for a moment that you don't have something that needs to be broken off. We all need to go through the hot seat. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
I apologize to you, James. There's another James that we minister to, and I got you mixed up. So please forgive
me.
I've never
called in.
Okay, now here's what you've got to do to get free. You've got to take deep breaths and just cough those things out as we bind them, cage them. We're doing that part. You do your part by making them leave, and you make them leave. By coughing them out, it breaks them up and they leave. Okay.
So a deep cough out of your stomach area, you know, real deep.
In Jesus' name.
There you go.
We bind up unforgiveness, suspicion, distrust,
bitterness,
persecution, fears,
in the name of
confrontation,
foul spirits,
accusation, rebellion.
Go, Jesus' name. Come
go ahead and cough them out, James.
All the way out.
Self-filled, stubbornness.
Get out of here.
Self-delusion.
Bind you, Father, self-seduction, spirit, in Jesus' name.
Pride.
Come out.
Unteachable.
Come out in Jesus'
bitterness, hatred, resentment, violence.
Listen, let them go in Jesus' name.
Anger.
And Lord,
murder,
rebuke you, Father, spirit.
Retaliation.
All rage, come out.
We
all
come
angst,
against
come out.
These spirits.
We bind you, come out.
Of seducing spirits.
Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name.
All signs and wonders, deceive, seduction,
the blood of Jesus down your throat right now.
Wandering from the truth,
listen,
fascination, ways, objects, persons,
in Jesus'
repression, manipulation.
Come out and go in the cage.
Visualization, amnesia, fortune telling, channeling,
right
and death spirits.
Come out, all witchcraft.
And here
listen,
you pop those out, James.
In the name of Jesus, come out of him. Get into the cage. Lord, rebuke you all weekly.
Let them go.
You foul spirits,
let
listen,
them all
let them
go.
We're not talking to James. We're talking to you, you foul spirits inside. Come out of him right now. Let
James,
him go in
they
Jesus'
can't
name.
Say if you don't want them there.
Out of God,
and
loose
and so your cough is just telling them that they have to go. That's all it is. It's getting an agreement, okay? Now, we bind all of the ancestral spirits coming down. Were there any masonries in your family?
No. We were somewhat Catholic, I guess, growing up, and we've always had at least a concept of God. And, you know, I started doing real heavy Bible studies in, like, the early 90s with Pastor Harold Murray. and study a lot of scripture and a lot of translations. I like the Book of Enoch, and you know, I just try to, when you read scripture and you fill your head with the Word of God, it pushes all the other garbage out. You know.
Okay, James. You know. Now, first off, all of these translations are not the Word of God. Do you understand
but,
that?
The manuscripts, Strong's Concordance or Companion Bible, Bollinger's Companion Bible. So it's you got to do your homework and you got to pay attention, and you can't just take
James, any
literal.
Any gateways of drugs or alcohol? Do you ever play with
when
those?
When I was younger, I did, but, I mean, I've lost a lot of friends because, you know, they're strung out on meth, and I just, you know, I might drink and have a little smoke every once in a while, but for the most part now, that's never been an issue with me. I prefer to have my health, and...
You played with the occult? Ever played in a seance or a Ouija board?
Absolutely not. See, to me, I always understood that stuff is real. You don't mess around with that.
How about fornication?
You don't call those bastards. You don't talk to them because they will manifest and they will come after you. Absolutely. I have never, ever done that. Never wanted to.
How about
to.
Sexual sin? Any fornication? Are you married or are you single?
No, I'm single, unfortunately. I tried to, I managed to not really do anything until I was 20 years old, and I always prayed to God would send me a wife, and then that didn't happen. So it's like, well, it's
we'll pray for that tonight. Do you have a problem with internet porn?
No. I'm 42 years old, and it's like, honestly, I could tell you that I was exposed to some stuff when I was younger, and I don't want to say I was an addict or anything, but, let's face it, without Jesus, I would not have been able to overcome the things that I was exposed to as a kid.
Have you ever had a girlfriend and had an abortion?
But the thing was is that when she got pregnant, it was ectopic or whatever that was, so that it was outside the womb, so she may have died from having the child. And until I found out about that, I said, don't have an abortion. I don't believe in that.
Well, we're going to cover that right now. Dr. Pat?
I think you need to query him a little more about different things because I'm not real sure that James understands that the things that you've done in your past affects your presence.
Exactly.
And these questions that we're asking you, it doesn't mean anything to us. It's for God to bring conviction on you. And a conviction doesn't come because of excuses of why you did it or what you did. You have to understand that what you did was sin, period.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? And
yep.
So I want you to do this. I want you to repent of these various things that you've done. And I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I've asked you to save me.
I've asked you to save me.
And I know that you did.
I know that you did.
And I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Of all the things that I've ever done in my past.
Of all the things I've ever done in my past.
Like abortion.
I didn't participate in that.
Well, you agreed to it. You just confessed it. So, I mean,
you know. She was already going to do it. I didn't agree to it. That's
okay,
it.
Omega Man, you take this, because I can't deal with somebody that's going to...
It is absolutely murder. You know, when Jesus was conceived in that womb at conception, that soul is in that little person. So it absolutely
Maybe you didn't do enough to intervene for the abortion, even though maybe she made that decision. I don't know all the details of that, but you want to get this under the blood. And look, I've done a lot of horrible things. I'm not here pointing finger at you or anybody out there. The reason we're doing this diagnostic is we've got to know how the demons come in. They'll come in through the sin gateway, and so abortion is murder. You were party to it. You want to repent of that and get it covered on the blood. And then when you've repented, the Lord doesn't remember it anymore. Don't leave any opportunity for Satan to have a stronghold in your life. So that's what we're trying to uncover here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I repent, it's like, as far as I'm concerned, all that stuff's gone.
Okay,
I always say, Jesus, forgive me for all my
trespasses. Omega Man.
Yes, ma'am.
This person is not a candidate for deliverance yet. He does not understand what's going on here, and I'm not willing to go on with this in terms of deliverance, okay, at this point. I think he needs to listen to some more programs. He needs to understand what's going on. I'm not his judge. I don't care what he's ever done. But when somebody sits there and tells you that he was participant in an abortion with a woman because of this or that, and then he comes out and says he wasn't, this man is not a candidate for deliverance at this point.
It takes two to tango.
I'm not going to marry you. We can have the kid, live together, and we may be able to grow into a marriage and raise the child. I was absolutely not a participant in that. I did not give her any money, and I told her, I said,
James,
you murder that child.
Here's what happens. I was involved in one myself. I had to repent. I murdered a child. When you have sex outside of marriage.
Exactly. That's it.
A baby is conceived. And then what happens is, whether or not you all decided not to marry or split your ways, because of the sin of fornication, a baby is conceived. It was aborted. If y'all had not fornicated, there would not have been a baby to have been aborted. So you've got a piece of that sin there. You've got to repent of it. Because as God looks at it, it's murder.
Absolutely, I know it is.
It doesn't matter what all the circumstances were. Again, both of y'all were involved in that. So you've got to get that under the blood of Christ. You've got to repent of that. You've got equal blame with her in the child coming into the world and then being terminated, being murdered. So...
Yeah,
it's up to you. Do you see that was wrong? You ready to repent of that tonight? Get forgiven of it?
Oh, absolutely. I let that go a long time ago. I know it's wrong. There's no justification for it whatsoever. It's absolutely, when Jesus was present in the womb of Mary at conception, John leapt in the womb knowing the Messiah was present. I mean, that soul, God puts that soul in there, boom, at conception.
At conception, it's immediately. So the fact that it doesn't matter if y'all got married or not, it was aborted. So you've got guilt there, and so you've got to repent of that. You've got equal blame with her. And that's one of the results of sin. It's terrible. People lose their lives. Children,
yeah.
There's been 50 million children aborted here, but you're going to have to repent of that to continue forward. It's your call. Are you ready to do that tonight?
I have. It was probably 20 years ago, and it's never happened since then. So,
let's go ahead and just make sure that that's been settled tonight. Are you ready to repent of that?
Absolutely.
Publicly? Okay, Dr. Pat, would you like to continue?
I'm not going to minister to him deliverance. I'm sorry. You can do it if you want to. I don't think he's ready. What do you think it is
that I'm still holding on to?
Here's what it is. I don't think you understand what deliverance is about. I think that when I talk to you, your mind's going 90 miles a minute. You don't listen to what is being said to you. And whenever we were trying to even get you delivered from the bitterness, you just sat there. Deliverance is you pressing the devils and saying, I'm not having you in my vessel anymore. And I tell you to cough, and you just sit there. I don't think you understand what's going on here. And I'm not willing to wrestle with devils that are not ready to come out. And that's where I think you are.
So you're saying even if I repent in the name of Jesus, that I still have problems with that? And I ask him for forgiveness of all my trespasses.
A lot of people come into the kingdom and ask Jesus for forgiveness, and he forgives them. But the pastors that minister to them do not know about deliverance. And what happens is the pastors don't drive those spirits out. If you were an alcoholic, if you were a sex addict, if you were an adulterer, if you were whatever, they just say, just ask Jesus to forgive you. Now, when Mary Magdalene came to Jesus, she was an adulterer. And he drove seven devils out of her, and then she was able to serve him. He didn't say, oh, that's great, Mary Magdalene, you believe that I'm the Son of God, come in and you're saved. It was more than that. He had to get rid of the forces that had taken over her vessel and driven her into that sin. And that's what we're trying to show you. You're a very religious guy, I can hear it, but religion is not going to save anybody. Serving Jesus is what's going to save you. And being free is wonderful. And I can't describe it to you. I can't make you get deliverance. I just see that you don't think you need any of it. That's what I see by the Spirit. That you're a good guy, and I believe you are. And I believe you're very satisfied with yourself to an extent. But you're tormented. But you don't have the understanding to come through to deliverance. Because when we try to deliver, I don't feel a two-way communication. That's what I'm saying. I think it's a lack of knowledge and a lack of your preconceived ideas. And there's no way that I can crash through that in just a few minutes. You have to have a little bit more training so that you can open up and receive what God has for you. That's all I'm saying. And you can do that by listening. You can do that by listening to the show. I'm not going to stand here and struggle with you for hours to teach you what you need to know. And look like a fool to the people, because if you cooperate,
let me ask you a question.
You'll get deliverance. If you don't,
let me ask you a serious question. Now, when you doesn't the scripture say that when you repent of your sins, that it's wiped off the chalkboard? And
I'm not going to argue that with you.
No, I'm just asking. Is that your opinion?
It does. Honey, listen. The scripture says that, but if you have devils inside your vessel, they have been invited in by you, and they have to be driven out. Now, you can serve Jesus for the rest of your life with those devils in you, and you'll be going through depression. You'll be going through torment. You'll be going through confusion and all manner of things. Jesus forgives you. Yeah, you're forgiven, and when you die, you'll even go to heaven. But all your life, you'll be tormented because nobody taught you about deliverance and drove those devils out. Jesus' ministry consists of one-third of casting out devils.
So
he didn't just meet people and say, believe on me, guys, and everything's going to be all right. And that's the kind of a faith whoever's taught you has taught you.
I don't agree with that. Absolutely not.
But James, I'll tell you what I want you to do. This is probably one of the first shows you've heard.
I've heard a few of the Steve Quayle shows, and I heard.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. God is bringing you to this program for a reason. He wants to see you delivered. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to tune in to the archives, go back and listen to the School of Deliverance, which are the programs Dr. Pat and I are doing on Saturday nights, and I want you to listen to a couple of them, and then I want you to call back in, and we're going to try it again.
What
we're trying to tell you is a lack of knowledge. It's not anything wrong with you. You're a perfectly wonderful, good-hearted, strong, Bible-believing Christian. But it's a lack of knowledge of what we're trying to do. And so we can't break through something that you don't know anything about. And you've got your perceived ideas about it. And so that's all I'm saying. There's nothing. We love you. I love you. And so does Omega Man. And we want to help you with your depressions and the bitterness. And you take the bitterness thing that we tried to go through, that's just something that if a person is angry and bitter at another person, they bring spirits into them, and those spirits will destroy their bodies. I've ministered to people that have been bitter and angry at their husbands that's come to me in the last stages of cancer many times. And the Lord says, this person's bitter. I say, have you forgiven? Oh, no, I'll never forgive that person. Do you know that's killing you? Well, I'll just have to die. I'll never forgive them. So it's a self-hurt thing. And all a person has to do is say, God, I forgive them. I will, by my will, forgive them. And I'm not going to stir around about that anymore. I'm not going to be angry about it. I give it to you. We cast that spirit that causes you to be bitter and anger to drive you into sickness. And then it's all over. That's all deliverance is. But you see, we can't cast devils out of somebody that as we are trying to minister to you, your mind is rolling 1,000 miles a minute trying to tell us what you think and what you believe. And we know that deliverance works. You don't know that deliverance works. And all we're saying is, just get a little bit more under your belt of what we're trying to help you with, and you'll see what we're doing. God will show you whether we're right or wrong, and at least you'll have a chance to become free. That's all we're saying. But I'm not going to wrestle with somebody that isn't cooperating with the picture of deliverance. And you're not cooperating because you don't understand it. That's all I'm saying to you.
Understood.
You're a good Christian man. We love you. And we're just saying that we want to help you, but we can't. Because you don't understand what we're doing. You don't know who we are. And you really don't trust us to be doing what we're trying to do. So we're saying, get to know us a little bit, and then we'll minister to you when you're ready. That's all.
So you're saying that even though I repent of whatever and say my prayers and whatnot, that, you know, I mean, yeah, I absolutely believe that they whisper in your ear, they get into your mind.
They get into your body.
Yeah, they get into your body. I absolutely believe that, and I've never ever doubted that.
Yeah. People die of cancer. People die of sugar diabetes. They die of all kinds of things that are caused by devils inside of their bodies. We cast the devils out, and they get healed.
You're going to get totally set free, James. There's no question about it. You're here for a reason. We met last night on Facebook for a reason. That was a divine appointment. So what I want you to do is I want you to enroll free into the School of Deliverance and go through these programs we're doing, and I want you to come over and be tuning on Saturday night. Go through a couple of these, learn about spiritual warfare, and then what we're going to do is we're going to pray for you again.
Yeah.
That sounds fair?
That's all. There's nothing wrong with you, James. You're just like a lot of other Christians. Nothing wrong with you. You just need a little understanding to see what we're doing, and also at the same time, who are we? Why
see, the churches don't teach this. It's a foreign concept to many.
But Jesus did it. You look, I know you know a lot of the word. I can hear it in your speech. We're just saying to get to know us so that we can minister to you. That's all. And I'm not willing to try to minister to deliverance to someone that doesn't understand it, and I feel resistance to what I'm trying to do for them. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
Surely.
God bless you for calling in tonight, James.
All right, yeah, I appreciate the prayers and everything, Shannon and Dr. Pat, and I'll pray on it, do some study, and listen to a couple of those shows. And
absolutely, and then we're gonna minister to you, and as many times as it takes, God will peel off a layer, show you something else, pen of that, and he'll peel
exactly
off another layer, and
too.
You're gonna get set free, brother. God bless you for calling in tonight.
That's exactly what happens. All right, God bless.
Thank you, James. That was James calling from California. We've got about 15 minutes remaining, and we've got lines lit up like a Christmas tree here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing a double-decker show tonight. We'll be doing a program in about 15 minutes called Conversations on the Backside of the Desert, a campfire chat. We're going to have Zoe Mortal, and if you don't get a chance to pray this hour, call back in. We're going to open up the lines again. Dr. Pat, tell the people out there tuning in for the first time a little bit about Miracle Internet Church.
Well, Miracle Internet Church is a church that we formed for people that can't find the word in their hometowns, and
yep.
They're all over the country. I get calls from them all the time. And Miracle Internet Church, there are sermons up there, articles up there, television programs up there, and probably around 80 e-books that teaches you about deliverance and other things. And so we invite you to come. It's www.miracleinternetchurch.com and also
PatHoliday.com. Yes.
And OmegaManRadio.com. OmegaManRadio.com. Yes.
And,
amen.
Yes, we do this program every Saturday and Sunday night. And if you go over to OmegaManRadio.com, I've got links directly to Dr. Pat's page. Also, you're going to find over there Paul Pilgrim. His website is remnantresources.org. He has a lot of archives of Dr. Pat's audio there. And Dr. Pat, you've written over 80 e-books. You're a published author. You've got a book up on Amazon called The Witch Doctor and the Man.
Mm-hmm.
And you're coming out with going to re-release The Walking Dead. I'm looking forward to that book.
Yeah.
How are you coming along on that?
Well, you know, it kind of stopped. Alex went back to, you know, Alex is working, which we need to pray for Alex.
Oh, yes, that's right.
The devil attacked his car, and he's got a $3,000 car repair bill. And in the name of Jesus, we all agree that the devil's
going
to have to repay him that money in Jesus'
sevenfold, what the enemy took. He's been caught. The enemy must return sevenfold. Yes, we lift up Alex right now. Lift up his finances. We thank you, God, for a new job for him. And we ask that you would open up the door for a blessing financially, that he can get the car either repaired or replaced in Jesus' name.
Amen. So you got somebody on the phone now?
Yes, let's see. We've got time for one more call. Let's go to 702 area code. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Can you hear me okay?
Hi. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, wow, I can't believe I got on. Praise the Lord. The reason why I wanted to call was because I've been joining with a friend here listening to you guys. And I am a Christian. I've been a Christian about 30 years. And last night, as somebody else was talking, one of the girls, about some of the things that are past, because I've been trying to go forward in my life and feel the Lord in my life. And, like, why can't I? You know, I've been born again. I know he does communicate with me, but I just don't have that, you know, inner connection with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, as one of the girls was sharing some of the things, I made a little list here, and I wrote down some things from my past that maybe... You know, I got born again, and my friend was explaining that, you know, sometimes you get born again, but you don't really repent and go back. And
right.
So I made this list of about like 6-7 things, but as the night went on and I sat here, and then even after, and then when I went home last night, I just started writing all these other things down. Like, they just started coming to me, and I was praying to the Lord, you know, like all these things that in my life, the darkness. And so... what I'm really struggling with right now is, first of all, I have a lot of isolation going on. I just want to isolate myself, and I don't want to get out of bed, and I don't want to live life, you know. And I know that when I was younger, this may have something to do with it. When I was younger, I was really hurt by my mother. A lot of things happened. I was abused. And one of the things that I felt rejected by her, and I remember going into the bathroom. I mean, it was like the final rejection. It had been going on for a long time. My mom wasn't able to take care of me. She was very, very depressed. And I just went to her and went to her. And I put a note under her pillow, to make a long story short, and I was waiting for the next day that when she gets this note, you know, she's going to come to me and, oh, love me, and asked her about it. She had no idea about the note, and then she realized what I was talking about. She said, oh, that, and it just broke my heart. And I remember going into the bathroom and saying that no one will ever love me and I will always be alone. And I don't know that if that's what is holding me back, like a isolation of,
well, that's
I don't
one
know.
Thing to attribute to it. What you did basically there is.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
You go ahead, you.
What I was going to say is we got crisscrossed. I said you put a word curse on you, so that does need to be broken. You're dealing with a spirit of rejection. So that's two things we've identified. Let me throw it back to Dr. Pat. She asked, have you ever been married?
Yeah, I've been married twice. You know, I've struggled with smoking and drinking my whole life most of the time. I've tried so hard to stop. I know there's something there. Yes, I was married. There's a lot of things going on. I mean, you know, geez, we don't have all night to talk about.
Marriage, both of them ended in divorce.
They both ended in divorce. My first one was to a Christian guy that we attended. We were married 5 years, but we can never connect. You know, we live separate lives, even though we were together. I was really crying out to the Lord even then. We were going to the big church. I was listening. I was searching for God. I was not, you know, I'm not going to say I was not a good wife. I was very angry from my childhood, didn't know.
We've got all that part now. Let me ask you this. Did you involve yourself in the occult?
Well, one of the things I came down was, you know, my mom, when I was real young, her and my stepdad brought in, they were searching, and so they brought in Ouija board, okay?
All right.
Power of positive thinking, we had to do that. We had to, we were told to make lists because we were going to move to Spain and have a castle in Spain. My stepfather tried to get us into hypnotism. And, trying to do that, but my brother and I, we'd fake it, you know, for him because we wanted to be left alone. You know, and then it went off into the religious, went to the churches, you know, the Pentecostal, you know, running down the aisles and the phony being slain in the spirit. And, you know, and so there's probably religious spirit there too.
What about drugs or alcohol?
Well, my real father was an alcoholic. You know, my brother and I always struggled with alcohol.
Okay. What about drugs? Marijuana,
drugs,
ecstasy?
Yeah, I did drugs. Like my mom was very depressed. She was always on these down, you know, pills back then.
Psychotropic,
in the
70s. Right. Yeah.
So what happened was I was afraid of that because I saw like she was, she was just thinking she was going to fall in the bathtub into a dark hole, and she tried to kill herself. So anytime I've been to counseling, I'm like, anytime they recommend drugs,
have you taken any kind of Prozac or Xanax?
I've never taken that, but what I did was I took acid. You know,
okay,
like
she
I was,
took some LSD. Have you ever felt like committing suicide?
Yeah, I have it
all.
Do
you battle suicidal thoughts sometimes?
I had a period of 10 years where it was heavy duty. Like I wanted to kill myself, and I know that the Lord pulled me out. I know it was something just. And it
did
wasn't
you ever
that
attempt
I,
it and try to slit your wrist?
Yeah, I took a bunch of pills when I was real young.
Okay, I'm asking this so we'll know how to pray. That's good information we needed. Okay, so we've covered a cold and drugs. What about promiscuity? Have you had a lot of sexual partners?
Yes, I had sexual. When I was starting at 14, I was molested when I was a young girl.
Okay.
And so I remember the guy picking me up, putting me on the table, and I think I split off from it. A counselor told me that.
So there was an attack on you there. Okay, got that. And I think that covered the questions I wanted to ask. Dr. Powell?
Yeah. I think we can get busy now.
Let's clear some of the brush.
Honey, I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry. For all the sins that I've ever committed.
for all the sin I've ever committed.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
For all of the witchcraft that I've been involved in personally.
For all of the witchcraft I've been involved in personally.
I ask you to help me today to forgive my family.
I ask you to help me today to forgive my family.
And the witchcraft that they were involved in.
And the witchcraft they were involved in.
Are they still alive?
My stepfather died recently. My mother is still alive. She's a Christian.
Okay. Now, just any brothers and sisters?
I have a little sister, but she wasn't really, well, she was around, but I don't think she was involved. My brother died. I believe he died of failure, you know, of I think we have a failure. And a failure. And I have,
We're ministering on forgiveness now.
Okay.
Say,
okay.
Father, I forgive my mother.
Father, I forgive my mother.
And I forgive my brothers.
I forgive my brother.
My sisters, all my teachers, my husband.
My husband.
Your husbands? And I ask you, God, to break the power.
And I ask you, God, to break the power.
Of going after other gods aside from you.
Of going after other gods aside from
you. And in Jesus' name, I bind this power of witchcraft.
And in Jesus' name, I bind this power of witchcraft.
Over my life.
Over my life.
I bind the power of unfaithfulness.
I bind the power of unfaithfulness.
Adultery.
Adultery.
Prostitution.
Prostitution.
Yeah, now, what that means, what we're talking about is going after other gods here.
Oh, okay.
love of money.
The love of money.
Idolatry.
Idolatry.
Chronic dissatisfaction.
Chronic dissatisfaction.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fornication.
Fornication.
Fornication. A rebellion.
Rebellion.
Freemasonry.
Freemasonry.
Mockery.
Free.
Ritualistic child abuse.
Ritualistic child abuse.
Human sacrifice.
Human sacrifice.
And all inherited curses.
And all inherited curses.
Over my life.
Over my life.
And in the name of Jesus, I bind this witchcraft spirit.
And in the name of Jesus, I bind this witchcraft spirit.
And all the connecting spirits.
All the connecting spirits.
In Jesus' name, I command them to go into a cage.
In Jesus' name, I command you all to go into a cage.
And now, I'm going to press them. I'm going to name some of them. And Omega Man will be pressing them and calling them out. And you're going to make them leave by taking deep breaths and even coughing them out to dislodge them, okay?
Okay.
In the name of Jesus, I bind you up, you occult witchcraft spirit.
Gatekeeper.
And stress, ancestral spirits, rebellion.
We bind you. Come out. Bring nice.
Mockery.
We rebuke you. Loose and let her go right now.
Child.
Name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, loose angels
them to harm
right
you.
Now. And we'll strain our arms in Jesus' name.
Anyway. And in
loose
the name
her go right now.
Come out peacefully.
Come out right now.
But sacrifices.
Come out.
All
right now. Loose and let her
curses.
Come
we
out
come
right
against
now.
All hypocritical lies, false prophets.
All foul spirits named. Come out right now.
False signs and wonders.
Father God, have the angels
seduced.
Strain her.
Entice.
This phone line in Jesus'
under
name.
From
come
the
out,
truth. Fascination
her go. We
to
the blood
evil
of Jesus
ways.
Right now.
Objects, persons, impressions.
Out in the name of
manipulations
Jesus.
Manipulations of others.
Loose and let her go right now. Come out, her, you foul spirits. Be weakened in Jesus' name, foul spirits.
You
we
know
bind you. We bind you, foul spirits. Let it go. Come out.
Okay. Amnesia, fortune telling.
Loose and let her go right now.
Ouija boards, familiar spirits,
bind
and
come out.
Spirit, channeling
come out.
Spirit.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus. Come out.
In the name of Jesus
right
Christ,
now.
We rebuke you, foul spirits.
Take a deep breath and
all
cultic
moment. Spirits, come out of her
I
right now.
The spirit of fear right now.
Loose her right now. Suicide, we bind you. Come out right now. Loose
we
and
bind,
let her go.
Anti-religious spirits from parents.
Come out.
Cultism, occultism, worldly speech, heresy,
come
deceiver,
out.
Humanism, necromancy.
Come out right now in Jesus' name. We bind you. Pour the blood of Jesus down, you foul spirits.
Medium,
drink the blood
yoga, peeping, mothering.
Come out.
We command.
Come out.
Come out. In the
come
name
out.
Of Jesus right now.
Angels
every
of God,
want.
Go in and drive these foul spirits up and out.
We bind
in Jesus
the spirits
name.
Of depression.
Come out.
Bondage to a person, place, or thing. Agony, broken spirit, wounded spirit.
The Lord rebuke you, foul spirit. Loose and let her go.
Defeat.
Come out.
Degraded.
All spirits of
depression.
Norman Vincent Peale, come out.
Escapism.
Come out.
Fatigue. Gloom.
Loose her and let her go.
Loneliness.
Loose and let her go.
Insomnia.
Loose and let her go. We rebuke you, foul spirits, in Jesus' name.
Mental illness.
Schizophrenia, we bind you. Come out.
Torment, tortures.
Out. In the name of
nervous
Jesus.
Stress. Suicide.
Foul spirits, we're talking to you. You come out right now and get
murder.
The cage. As your name. Come out.
Unworthiness.
Come out.
Unworthiness.
Father God,
she's
loose
worthy.
The 10 plagues of Egypt on these foul spirits.
We love her. She's not rejected.
The fear of the Lord hits
you
these foul spirits in Jesus' name. Come out right
worthy.
Now.
Okay,
rest of development would bind you.
Controlling spirits, moodiness,
we
nervous breakdown,
Jesus, come out.
Subconscious pressure,
come out,
unloved, unwanted. Come out.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Spirit of rejection, bitterness, insecurity, inferiority,
we bind you foul spirits.
Self-rejection, confusion.
In Jesus' name, loose her and let her go.
Darkness, isolation.
Loose and let her go right now.
Isolation.
We rebuke you, foul spirits.
Negative fantasy mind.
Come out.
Control.
Come out.
Depression.
Loose her human spirit in her mind right now. Let her go.
Withdrawal.
Come out, foul spirits. We break the yoke off her neck right now, in Jesus' name.
Loneliness.
Come out.
Withdrawal.
Out.
Despair. Judgment.
The blood of
Jesus.
Tired. The blood of
Jesus. Laziness.
The blood of Jesus. Come out.
Suspicious spirits. Distrust.
Be weakened and come out.
Unforgiveness.
Be weakened and come out.
Fears.
Be weakened and come
confrontation.
Out.
Accusation.
All self-destruction, murder,
rebellion.
And rage. Come out. Death and destruction.
Self-will. Stubborn.
Self-deception.
Self-delusion.
The Lord rebuke you. Sevenfold recompense on your head, foul spirit.
Pride.
Come out.
Unteachable.
Come out. Big pride and little pride. Come out.
Hatred.
Out.
Resentment.
Out in Jesus' name.
Anger, murder.
Be weakened in Jesus' name and come out.
Now we take authority over this Kundalini spirit down in the base of your spine. We cut its tail off in Jesus' name.
All serpents, pythons,
and we command it
spirits,
to
cut your tails off in
right.
Jesus' name.
Cut your head off.
Angels of God, go in and
spirit
chop the snake up and rip it out. Jesus'
with
name.
All
come
of
out.
Your head. What?
I've had this thing in my throat for many years. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's spiritual, but this thing in my a throat thing that, like that, I have to always, like, clear my throat a lot. I don't know if it's something that came in as a child, my mom. I don't know if it's, like, on top of my voice. But
okay. In the name of Jesus, we find the spirit in the throat.
Come out right
we
now.
Put free from her vocal cords.
Lord rebuke you.
And we command you to leave.
Of God, go in there and chop it up.
Immediately.
Pull it out.
Now.
Jesus
take
name.
A deep breath and
out
just
in the name of Jesus.
Cough it out.
Into the cage.
Come out.
Lord rebuke you.
Come out.
Come out.
The blood.
Come out. We pour the blood of
the
Jesus
blood.
In your throat, you foul spirits.
Yeah.
The blood.
Out in Jesus' name.
The blood. In Jesus' name.
Be weakened, foul spirits, in Jesus' name.
How are you feeling?
Well, I'm a little dizzy from breathing and coughing heavy, so, but otherwise I feel okay. I feel okay.
Okay.
I
all
know
right,
when I left,
That's good. We take authority over the Leviathan spirit, over your mind, all mind control spirits.
Mind control, control.
Mind control is
loose
an octopus spirit.
Let her go.
We cut its legs off right now.
Loose her mind and let her go.
And we command it to come out of the mind right now.
Command you to loose her and let her go.
It's not going to be controlled
in
anymore.
Jesus' name. Father God, let the hornets of heaven sting these foul spirits.
All the spirits of schizophrenia. We command every door to open and all the spirits to come out.
We close your third
eye
right
now.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Come out in Jesus'
name. Out in Jesus' name. Loose and let her go and get in the cage, you foul spirits. We're not talking to you. We're talking to the foul spirits. Come out.
Cobra spirits.
Come out in Jesus' name.
We find you.
In Jesus' name.
Python spirits, we cut your tail
on.
Command you to leave.
Get in the cage.
Viper spirits, come out in the name of Jesus.
Out in Jesus' name.
Blood of the Lamb. Out.
You weaken, you foul spirits. Angels of God, take their armor and their weapons.
Is
spoil
coming
them in
up.
Jesus' name. Come out.
It's tearing loose in the stomach right now and coming up.
Out in Jesus'
take
name.
Take a deep breath.
You blue devil, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Let her go and get out. Get in the cage.
Honey,
all
I want
spirits.
You to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
From my head to my toes.
From my head to my toes.
And bring your spirit of fire and burn the hiding spirits out.
And bring your spirit of fire and burn all of the evil spirits out.
And take a deep breath and just cough them out now. Keep burning.
Fire spirits. Out
Holy Ghost just burn. Holy Ghost just burn.
With the Shekinah glory of the Holy Spirit, burn them out.
I command
eliminate
that deeply lodged spirit to loose itself.
All hidden sin, come out in Jesus' name.
Stretch her.
Out.
You cannot hurt her.
Out.
You will come out.
All death and destruction. We bind boys.
Come out.
Loose the connection.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Instantly. Instantly.
Father God, have the angels go in and drive these foul spirits up and out with the sword of the Lord. Up and out in Jesus' name.
Out.
Come out.
The blood. The blood.
Be weakened in
you
Jesus'
will
name.
Dislodge yourself. You cannot
be weakened
get
in Jesus'
big.
Name.
You will get smaller. We cut all
you
of your claws off.
You're going to go right now.
And we command you to go right now.
In the name,
in the name
of, Jesus.
Of Jesus. Up and out.
Come out.
Up and out.
All incubus and succubus, Asmodeus and Osmodeus, come out. All
are you having night spirits appear and try to have sex with you?
Nothing like, no, nothing. No,
any dreams?
I do have, like, intense sexual dreams. I don't know why. I will tell you, after becoming a Christian, I went into topless dancing. I wandered into that. Not to make excuses, but I just was wandering, looking, and searching, and I didn't think God loved me. I was like, well... And
don't give excuses. You went topless dancing.
I went in. I went
did
in.
Did you have sex with the clients?
No.
Okay.
Just
say, Lord, I forgive myself for that.
Yes, I sold my body once for $20.
Okay. I forgive myself for that.
You know, Pat, I wanted to share something with you.
Say,
about
I forgive myself for that.
I forgive myself for that.
And I cut myself free from that.
And I cut myself from that, Lord.
I am a woman of God.
I am a woman of God.
And I command all of those spirits that came into me.
And I command all of those that came into me.
Of Jezebel.
Of Jezebel.
To come out right now.
Come out right now.
All witchcraft powers.
Come
yes,
out of her
Lord.
Right now.
Lord,
you
come out.
Foul spirits.
Me,
you spirit of idolatry. I'm going to call them and you start coughing them out again.
Okay.
Idolatry, schizophrenia.
Come out of her right now. Go on the cage.
Pornography.
In Jesus Christ's name. We rebuke you. All shame. Come out.
Sexual sins,
come out.
Immorality.
All the way out.
fornication,
come out.
Self-deception,
all spirits of whoredom, we bind them. Come out.
Fluidness,
out in the name of Jesus, and get in the cage.
Instability,
be weakened,
unholy sex,
be weakened in
evil
Jesus' name.
Dreams, enterprise,
come out.
Fantasy sex, love,
all astral projection, we bind you.
Trickiness,
loosen, let go. Out.
Fusion.
Out.
Come out.
Come out.
I bind up all of the revolution spirits.
Come out.
Jezebel.
Belial, Beelzebub, we bind you. Come out.
Rebellion. Murder.
Dominatrix. Come out in Jesus'
false
name.
False prophets. False religious.
Loosen, let
idolatry,
her go. Come out.
Pride.
Come out.
Independence. Yeah. Self-centered.
Jesus rebuke you.
Egotism.
Come out.
Arrogance. Manipulation.
Come out. And loose
emotional immaturity.
Come out.
Rebellion.
Come out.
Aggression. Foul language and
we
unbelief.
We bind you, foul spirits. Drink the blood of Jesus.
Come out immediately.
Angels of God, attack formation. Smite the
feminism.
Foul spirits. Rip them out.
Humanism.
Choke them out, angels of God.
Socialism.
Come out.
Lesbianism.
Out in Jesus.
Liberalism. Sexual perversions. Abortion. Did you ever have an abortion?
No, never did. No.
Good for you. Railing. Error.
Come out.
Yeah.
Sexual immorality.
All murder.
Enterprise.
Come out.
Witchcraft.
Abaddon and Ashtaroth. Come out.
We command you to come out.
Corazon. Come out.
Oppression.
Come out.
Suicide.
All the 72 Goetian demons.
Nightmares.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Aspirations.
Out in Jesus' name.
I think I need, can I share something with you? A while back when I went to a deliverance counselor that worked with me one-on-one about this top of dancing, and I wanted to share this with you because I think it might be important. But the Lord, you know, he couldn't break through at the time because I didn't really understand, and he was like, you know, there's really no repentance about the topless dancing and stuff, so he told me to go away, you know, and seek the Lord a little more. And I actually was spending the night at their house. They have a little house where they do ministry, and it finally came. The Lord gave me a scripture. Okay, it was Psalm 10, and I knew it was for me. I didn't know what the scripture meant. Okay, so I studied that whole scripture that night and went through the whole thing. Right in the morning when I woke up, it came to me with this topless dancing, and what happened was, and the Lord reminded me right in my waking, when I woke up, the thought came of how when I was hanging out with these people, we would go, the dancers and I and the bartenders would go to we went to another town, and we were going to check out the local bars, okay, the topless bars, and back then, I didn't really know how to really do the dance thing. I mean, there's something that it has to overtake you, okay, so we're in this bar, this topless bar, and I see this girl come on stage, and I was enthralled with her, okay. She had this power over everyone in the bar. Like, she wasn't even that attractive. But she commanded the attention of everyone. Like, she had the power to do that. And I said, I want that. I want to be like that. I said that. And the Lord showed me in Psalm 10, let them be taken in their imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So I was taken by the Spirit. And from then on, I could get up on that stage and I could command and take the attention, and I just had, it was spiritual, obviously. And
okay, what I want you to do is I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I renounce the powers of Satan.
I renounce the powers of Satan.
I renounce the powers of hypnotic powers.
Renounce the power of the hypnotic powers.
And I command all of those powers to be broken.
And I command all those powers to be broken.
And I repent.
And I repent.
And I command those powers to go into the cage.
Command those powers to go into the cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I bind up all of the demonic problems.
And I bind up all the demonic problems.
That came in from that.
That came in from that, Lord.
Now, I'm going to start naming them, and you start resisting them, and coughing them out, and he's going to press them to come out.
Okay.
Omega Man.
Praise the Lord.
We bind up. We bind up all of the powers that came through sexual.
Demonic charisma, come out right now.
Dancing in Jesus'
loosen,
name.
Let her
sexual
go.
Perversion.
Come out of her right now.
Chronic hater
out.
Of God.
We bind
evil actions.
Demonic charisma,
minded,
come out in Jesus' name. Loosen,
incubus, succubus, sexual
out in Jesus'
spirits.
Name. Angels of God.
Water spirit.
Come out.
Come out. Come out.
Come out.
Water spirits, spiritual
come out.
Husband,
come out,
come out right
come
out.
Now.
Asmodeus, Asmodeus,
come out,
come out.
Come
Abaddon,
out.
Apollyon,
crazy.
Beelzebub,
come
out.
Out.
This name,
God, God.
Angels of God, smite
come
it,
out.
Drag it out. Come out.
Compass, premarital, sexual relations,
Jehovah's
tithe,
out in Jesus'
sexual partners.
Out in Jesus'
emotional
name.
Longings.
Come out.
Enslaving thoughts.
Come
sexual
out.
Bondage.
All
in the name
control.
Of
come
Jesus.
Out. Control
come
virus.
Out.
Come out.
Hallelujah.
Out in Praise. Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Pour the blood of Jesus down her throat right now. Father
oh
God,
God,
let the Holy Ghost
How
and kind of glory shine on her.
How are you feel?
I feel kind of dizzy from, like I said, all the coughing and heavy breathing.
Well, I'm asking you, are you feeling these things leave?
I feel okay right now. I feel all right. I feel all right. I have a smile on my face.
Okay, how's the thing in your throat? Is it gone?
It's still there. It could be also allergies. I don't know.
It's like a knot in your throat when you swallow.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Did you do oral sex?
I have in my life, yes. In, you know, during
okay.
sex.
Okay.
I mean, I was never to do it.
Okay.
Remember.
I find that. Okay, listen to me. Say, I renounce that.
Okay, I renounce that, Lord Jesus.
And I command that spirit.
And I command that spirit.
That controls my throat.
Controls my throat.
And I command that thing to be bound.
And I command that thing to be bound.
And I cut myself free from it now.
And I cut myself free from that now.
And I command it to leave.
And I command it to leave.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath and just cut it out. Let it go.
All foul spirits in the throat, we bind you, loosen and let her go. Out in Jesus' name. Angels of God, chop it out of this roots and bring it out.
Controlling spirits,
come out.
Go.
Out. Come out. All foul spirits that came at the oral sex, we bind you, loosen and let her throat go in Jesus' name.
Strife.
Out.
Pride.
Out.
Unnatural.
Self-ambitious,
wrath,
bitter
blood of
jealousy,
Jesus in her throat right now.
Lying
come out.
Spirits, malice, greediness,
out in Jesus'
covetousness,
name.
Love,
out in Jesus'
of money,
name. Come out right now.
Anger,
out in
pride,
Jesus' name.
Arrogant,
be weakened, you foul spirits, and loose.
Ungrateful, unholy, profane,
out.
Sedition,
we bind you foul spirits, looser in Jesus'
attack.
Name. Attack, come out.
Vain
come out.
Violence.
Ahab, come out.
Frustration.
Out.
Sarcasm. Stubborn
out
spirit.
Name. Come out.
Retaliation. Contempt.
Come out of her right now.
Baffling.
We bind
prevent.
You, foul spirits. We're talking to you.
Defeat.
We bind you. Sevenfold recompense.
Mockery. Delusions.
Come
aversions.
Out. Come out.
Strong, malignant.
We bind you. All witchcraft, we cut off of her right now in Jesus' name. Loosen, let
now,
her go.
What I want you to do is we're going to pour the blood of Jesus down into your throat.
Okay.
And we're going to ask the Lord to heat that spirit up and dislodge it forever.
Okay.
In the
okay.
name of Jesus, we
all
ask God to pour the blood right down
right.
into the throat.
Come out
the
of her
blood
now.
Of Jesus.
In the name of
the
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood
we pour
of Jesus.
Throat. All infirmity. Loosen, let her go.
The blood of Jesus.
All foul spirits causing that knot. We
the
talk
blood
to you.
Of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
We curse you in Jesus' name, like blood. Jesus cursed the fig tree.
The blood of
shrinking,
Jesus.
Come out right now.
The
roasted
blood
by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Come out.
The blood of Jesus.
Out
the
of
blood
Jesus.
Of Jesus sets her free. Nothing
come
can
out.
Stop.
Angels of God, cut the
everything
out.
That she's ever done is forgiven.
Pull it out, angels of God.
You have no rights to stay.
Pull it
the
out of her.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
We command any
the
cancer,
blood of Jesus.
Any throat cancer to go right now,
the
Jesus.
The blood
name.
Of Jesus. The blood
loose
of Jesus.
Her and let her go.
The blood of
Jesus. Loose and let her go, in Jesus'
the blood.
Name.
The blood.
Out in Jesus'
the blood.
Name.
The blood.
Be healed right
the
now.
The blood. Come out
any infirmity
immediately.
In Jesus' name.
Loose and leave immediately.
Foul spirits, we're talking to you. Your authority has been revoked today. Come out and get in the
dislodge
cage.
Dislodge and go instantly.
In Jesus Christ's name. You
now,
must
I want
obey.
You to
come
say,
out.
Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Okay. Praise. Just start praising him now. As the Holy Spirit comes in,
you, Lord.
All of them are going to leave. In
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Name. Praise him. Raise your hand.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Praise
thank
Jesus.
You.
Fill
thank
her Holy
you,
Spirit
Lord.
Right now.
Keep
always.
Praising.
Fill her
free, keep
Jesus.
Praising. Keep praising.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Go up, Holy Spirit. We break
Lord.
All hexes, vexes, curses, spells over her.
Creator.
All witchcraft, I cut off of her in Jesus' name.
Loose
and let her go.
Praise you,
the
Lord.
Of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. I
praise
see.
God.
Yes. Praise you, Jesus.
Give her
praise
her
Jesus.
Gift of tongues right now, Lord, in
oh,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Praise you.
Let your spirit
praise
flow.
You, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
You now in Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
I thank
you.
He's there. I saw in the spirit realm that he entered you about 3 or 4 seconds ago.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
so
how
good.
Do you feel?
Man, any fast
feel good,
look
right?
At Jesus. Come on up and out now in Jesus' name.
You know, I feel light. I've had deliverance before where just things on my own where I actually hurt, you know, felt things come off of me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new way for me. I haven't, I'm over here responding with you and, you know, going through, but I, you know, it is a spiritual thing. So anyway, praise the Lord. I had a spirit of guilt come out of me last February and I heard it. I heard it come out of me and it
mm-hmm.
said it's my fault. I heard it come out of me, and it's saying, it's
yeah.
my fault. As it left,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
I've had
okay,
somebody...
now, here's what I want you to do. I want
okay.
you to turn that Bible on and let it play over you at nighttime and get filled with the Word of God. And
yeah.
I want you to write Omega Man a testimony. And
okay.
let him know, because tomorrow you're going to even feel better.
I know.
And
I know.
Omega Man, do you have any more calls?
We still have people on the line. The show is actually over, and we're still streaming. So
okay.
it could knock us out at any moment. But what we want to do is we bind and cage any remaining foul spirits are there, and we command you to be bound and gagged and not come up until you manifest in deliverance. And again, we break any witchcraft off of you right now in Jesus' name and ask God that you loose warrior angels to surround her and walk through her apartment or her home and remove any foul spirits that are trying to remain there in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
We ask God to bless her and loose ministering spirits to her. Amen.
And let
I went, I'm going to tell you, I went home last night, okay, just from the little bit, just listening to you guys, and just by, and I don't know if anybody's listening and the other listeners, but I'm going to tell you guys right now, write, if you listen, write, get a pen out and write it down. It's a confession. Literally, I went home. I came to my friend's house. I was in under dark spiritual sadness and depression. I have been for a long time. I came here. I left. I went, drove all the way back into town to my place. I opened the door of my place, and I'm telling you, I'm like, man, it was light to me. It was bright. It was shiny. I mean, it was, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, this is, get your pen out, start confessing, get rid of this garbage, man, because I'm tired of it, man. I can't stand Shane's doing. I can't.
Well, here's what we want you to do. We want you to keep come back every week to our program Saturday and Sunday night, and start telling all your friends in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
hey,
me and Paul Pilgrim will be supporting you. He's my friend. He's the one sitting here with me. So.
Well, praise God.
A godly man.
Amen.
Very godly man.
Praise the Lord. You have Dr. Pat's website, MiracleInternetChurch.com?
I'm joined up on that. Yes. Thank you, Pat. You're awesome.
Praise
really
God.
How are you?
Praise Jesus. God
prayers
bless you for calling in tonight. Write and give us a testimony,
hey guys.
All right?
Okay. God bless.
Dr. Pat, I tell you what, I'm actually off of the stream, but it's still recording. So what I'm going to do, let me close this show out, and I'm going to start up the next one. And I see about five people listening in. Some of you with your hands raised, I'm going to restart the show, and then I would like you to call back in, and we'll pray for everybody who couldn't get prayed for on the first program. I see at least one there right now from 414 area code that needs prayer. Dr. Pat, God bless you. I'm going to close this show out. You have any final parting words on this program?
Oh, no. God bless everybody.
Amen. And do you want me to call you back, or do you have to turn in for a church?
Well, I don't have church, but you have another show with that you've scheduled, and I don't want to take into their time. So if you need me, call me.
Okay, I'll do that. God bless you. Give out your website one more time.
PatHoliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com, OmegaManRadio.com, and RemnantRadio.org.
All right, and this will be in the MP3 archive for those of you tuning in. Bye. Good night,
bye-bye.
Dr. Pat. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.